This podcast is a product of the Hyper RPG Podcasting Network. Visit hyperrabbitpowergo.com to learn more.
We open on the Springfield Branson, Missouri airport. Outside the front of the airport, or in, we'll say, the lobby area of the airport, outside of the baggage check area, there is a small bar. Sitting at this bar is Jan Baker. Jan happened to be the first of the group to arrive. This group is a group of friends that are all making their way out to this small airport in regional Missouri for the fifth annual kind of friend hangout session. Back in the early 2000s, you all went to a art school together, summer program, we'll say. Very short but intense 3 months of study. At the end of that program, you all swore you would remain friends forever, you know, be the best of friends, but immediately after, you fell off each other's radar. But a good 10 years later, one of your friends, Mallory, reached back out to you on Facebook and set up a group and really wanted to bring the group back together. Through this conversation, you started communicating more with each other, becoming closer friends, and you all made a pact that every year, around the same time of the art camp, you would all go on a trip together. The first year, it was Jan's trip. Each year after, the rest of you decided where you would go and what you would do on these trips. And the first year, all of you, including Mallory, joined on this trip. But every year after, Mallory was unable to attend for unknown reasons, usually just wouldn't show up. The fifth and final year, this year, it's Mallory's turn. Mallory has told you nothing about this trip. He informed you only to bring along a camping pack and purchased you all tickets to meet at this airport at the bar outside. So we exit the scene here on Jan. Jan, what are you drinking?
Right now, I'm drinking this really disgusting-looking blue American drink. I don't really know what's in it, but it's very sugary, and it's gross, but it's got alcohol in it, so that's helping, because I really didn't enjoy traveling.
Great. So why don't you tell the people watching at home who Jan is?
Excellent. Jan Baker is a visual artist. She uses and recycles other people's trash and recycled materials into posable figures, mechanical statues, moving mobiles, functional furniture, unique wall-mounted art, and commission pieces, such as stage props and cosplay items. She's very creative, but she is unfortunately a stoner, so she's very forgetful. And she lives her life making art. And she actually took all of her friends to a festival in the desert for that first year and showed off one of those great big mechanical sculptures out in the desert. She helped make that. So that's Jan.
So what you don't know is usually you're always late to everything that you do, and Mallory decided to get your ticket first. As payback for showing up late on the very first trip. That was your own trip. So you've been sitting at this bar for about an hour. As you're sitting there, your friend Raymond taps you on the shoulder.
Oh, Jiminy! Raymond, you scared the bejiminy. You can't sneak up on me, I told you. You can't sneak up on me like that, man. I'm so paranoid already.
Good seeing you.
How are you?
Good, really
good.
Did
you just get... I've been here for like ages, I think.
No, I just got here. Like. Yeah. I just got here.
Oh, okay. How was your flight?
It was good.
Yeah?
All right.
Are you excited?
I don't know. I'm kind of unsure what's going on. I mean, like, normally you guys tell... You know, we tell each other what we're going to do.
Yeah,
and he's
a
like,
surprise,
just,
isn't
camping?
Yeah. Okay. The outside. I like outside, though.
I do, too. Yeah. But, I mean, there might be bears, so...
Bears?
What's some bear pepper spray? Massive thing. It's got like
a little...
We're
eating bears?
Huh?
What?
No, no, no. There might be bears when we're...
Oh, to spray them, not to season.
No, no, yeah, okay. Yeah.
You notice on the you both notice on the opposite side of the bar, two individuals with their luggage, their carry-on luggage, staring at you both as they sit there and drink their beer slowly.
Is that?
No. Okay. These are two random individuals.
Oh, okay.
Not to be paranoid or anything, but I feel like we're
being watched. Someone's checking you out.
What? That's not...
That. Where are you all from?
What's that now? Sorry, I didn't understand your cowboy accent.
Where are you from?
Oh, just...
Obviously not here.
No, just out of town, you know, just visiting, going for a little camp, you know, outside, like the outdoors.
I'm from California. Where are you guys from?
Here.
The airport? Sorry.
No.
Okay.
Just drink my here.
Drink. Nice, nice. You flying or you just come back?
Returning.
Okay, cool. Where'd you guys come from?
So serious.
Here.
But
where are you from? You're not from.
It's an airport where everyone's from different places here.
No, you're actually.
I grew up in England, but I studied art here. Actually, I'm an artist. I live here. This is my home.
You got a citizenship and whatnot?
Yeah, of course. Who are you? Let me see it.
You got that card?
Who are you?
No, I'm just curious. I want to see
that. This is making me uncomfortable.
No, it's okay. Yeah. Who are you? Who are you to ask our ID?
I'm just curious, right, you know. Right, I'm just curious. Just you see people coming around, talking all funny.
All right.
You know.
Well, we're just going to get back to our drinks, right?
All right, yeah. And they just kind of go back to
God,
whatever.
It's so impossible being in cowboy town,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, you're right.
Good
Raymond
grief.
Pierce Murasaki, do you want to share with everyone
yeah.
who you are?
So this is the character I created. His name is... Raymond Pierce Murasaki, otherwise people call him Ray. Ray has an unimpressive physique. He's a five-time failed police academy hopeful. He works as a mall cop. He's a solo father to a daughter of 3 years, Lily, and her mom, his girlfriend, passed away by complications at childbirth. Essentially, yeah, they all met at art school, and so Ray identifies as an artist, but while he was living with his girlfriend, she was a breadwinner, she was a veterinarian, and he was a starving artist, and when he had his daughter and the girlfriend passed away, that's when his priorities and direction changed. He was more focused on protecting those that was precious to him, and so he wanted to go down in line of security and just develop that protective nature, I suppose, and hopefully one day wants to become a police officer.
So as the two of you get back to your drinks, immediately following Addie, your friend Addie kind of steps into the situation, having just overheard as you walked up these two individuals in the corner of the room, kind of asking them where they're from and giving them the eye.
Hey, darling!
Oh, my God! Addie!
Oh, my God! It's really nice to see you! Oh, where are you from? Do you have your citizenship?
What an asshole!
Like,
what?
Right
so
now?
Aggressive.
You have your passport
yeah.
and your papers to show me? What?
I'm
what
just
is
visiting.
That? People are weird.
It's so strange.
Everybody's like in their bubble and they hate seeing anything outside of their bubble and they don't realize that society made that bubble for them in the first place.
That pissed me off.
Whoa,
gotta say.
Mind blown. That's crazy.
Yeah. No worries.
How was your flight?
Oh, yeah. My God. It was so good. Yeah. I actually got upgraded to first class for the first
what?
Time.
Woo!
That's I know. That was really nice.
Nice.
Yeah, I really enjoyed myself. I had so many mimosas.
You look good.
I am flying so high. Oh, thank you.
Aww.
Tell me about it. Oh, my God.
So this is Adara Nadine Morningside. Why don't you go ahead and share for everyone who you are?
Okay. So my character's name is Adara Nadine Morningside. And call her Addie. Everybody does. Mm-hmm. Her name literally means fire, hope, and morning.
Wow.
Yeah, she did not make it as an artist. She would do photorealism, but she decided that she liked to eat more.
Actually eat.
So, yeah, exactly. So it just didn't work out. But she comes from a long line of chefs. So she started Morningsides. and utilized a lot of her family's recipes into this really popular brunch spot, and it's steadily taken over, you know, her region, the South, going into the East, very popular. She still cooks in the Landmark location, which is in Pensacola, Florida. Very sweet-tempered. She's a weekend yoga warrior. Loves her mimosas. Girl loves to drink. And she's vegan hopeful. It's like one day.
You can do it.
Okay.
That's
willing.
Literally my life.
So, the three of you continue drinking and just catching up.
Wow.
Surprising to you, Mallory's still not shown up to pick you up. And even more surprising, Cindy has not made it there yet. Usually the most punctual of the group, and for some reason she's late.
Jan, I'd slow down on your AMFs. That's more powerful than you think it is.
Is that what? I thought it was just sugar water. I was wondering what.
It tastes like that. It's not. Believe me, I'm a veteran when it comes to this.
I know I'm not the best at timekeeping, but
you're right. I was just thinking that. We're a couple drinks in. Shouldn't she be here? When,
oh, yeah. Usually Cindy's buying us around by now.
It's true.
Do you want to hit her up on her phone? Maybe. Oh, no. She might be on the... Yeah, no.
On the flight.
She's probably on the
Let's go
the
see
flight.
If her flight's delayed or something. Uh-huh.
Yeah, let's go to the board.
Wait,
yeah.
Let me chug this. I don't want to... Wait, hold on.
Chug it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, if you're going to roll like that...
Oh, so good. I don't know how you made
yes,
it. Yes, it's so gross. Ooh. Oh, buzzing. All right, let's go find her.
Okay, so
Ray,
you are.
Ray.
You're headed towards. Right. You just want to go check the flights that are coming in?
You got to make us roll for it.
No. No.
I'm kidding.
Don't give him ideas.
Is she flying straight
from studio? I've totally got the Asian glow right now.
Is she flying straight from studio, or was she
she does
on
one of those job things, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Coming in from Minnesota, correct?
Yeah.
Great Falls, Montana.
Montana, wow. Great Falls, okay.
She's
Montana.
She's one of those M
Montana.
States. It's
right.
Like one of those Mississippi.
So it should be that one there. Okay.
It did say delayed, but should be landing any minute now.
Okay. All right. So we're good.
Landing at?
So another drink?
No, yeah. Let's take a drink to the gate. To welcome her to the group.
Yeah,
you know,
catch
up, you know?
That's
yeah,
a good idea.
You can order right here at the gate now. This is like one of the really great things.
They understand.
Like, look, it's like these screens right here. You just put in what you
service.
Want. And
so
they
wait,
come and bring
you're
it.
Telling me you're wanting to go back inside?
No, we're ordering at the gate.
But you were outside at a bar, so you went back through security? Or?
Oh, I thought this was the bar was the airport.
No, it's in baggage claim.
Okay, so I mean, we're stuck basically. We can't.
Right. Yeah, well, you'd have to wait there.
Well, thanks for coming in. It's delayed, but what baggage carousel is her suitcase coming in? We'll just meet her there.
I just chugged
as you all are sitting there talking.
Yeah, well, she only flies one airline like all the time.
As you all are sitting there talking, Cindy's basically just standing in front of you, looking at you.
Someone's behind you.
What? Wait, what?
Wait, don't ever say that to me. Don't like me.
I found you.
Well, people
hi,
stop
air down there.
It's
air
the big
kisses.
Shot.
Air kisses. Hi. Come here.
We're now touching so much. Oh, my gosh.
I'm surprised.
What happened to you?
I had the worst flight.
Why? Oh, no.
Well, so usually I get bumped up to biz class because, you know, they know who I am.
Yeah.
Oh. So I just thought I'll buy a ticket at the gate. Little did I know, buying a ticket at the gate flags you, which isn't great. And I just kept standing there thinking, hello, look at me. You guys know who I am.
You went on that telly, innit? We'll see it, yeah.
Yeah, I'm the Comet.
Right.
Yeah.
Those peons didn't recognize you.
They did not.
We got the email blast from you when you named yourself that,
Yeah. And I mean, named yourself... recreated your persona,
branded,
whatever. Branded. Thank
great.
You.
Great. I still get your newsletter. I like
Oh, my God. It's like no one responds though, so I wonder if it goes straight to spam.
Well, we're just so proud of you.
Oh,
I'm
thank
a big
you.
Fan.
Say sometimes, you know?
So, the Comet, why don't you share with us a little bit of your backstory?
Hi, I'm Cindy the Comet Touchstone. She's always polished, even and especially when she doesn't need to be. She's a newscaster, lead anchor recently from Great Falls, Montana on the Great Falls Minute. The artist thing was fun for a while, but she found her calling in front of the camera. she's famous in Great Falls, and she's shocked when people don't recognize her. And right now, it doesn't seem like people are really recognizing her, so she's going to play it as like, woof, such a relief to be out of the spotlight for once. She's very sweet and fake AF. The Lokies are coming up next week, which is the local news awards, and she's up for biggest smile. She hasn't told anyone about this, but assumes they know from her numerous newsletters, so...
Sorry, my chair just went down all by itself. I didn't do a darn thing to it, I swear.
Well, you know, thank you, Mike, for joining her.
Solidarity.
I wanted to be left out. So thank you, the Comet, for sharing that with us. So now the four of you have gathered. You have your luggage, and you're waiting outside Springfield, Missouri, Branson Regional Airport. And it's hot. Extremely hot. Mid-90s, humid.
God. Oh my God, I'm going to die.
The kind of humidity where you can feel the sweat just forming on your skin and dripping off like you're walking through water.
I've got to say, I'm used to it being wet, but not like...
So where the
thick.
Fuck really? Is Mallory?
This just feels like home to me.
I absolutely hate this.
This is Florida through and through.
I'm used to the dry heat.
You hear the sound of an extremely loud truck pulling up, and off in the distance, you kind of see this red... and white. If you knew what this was, you probably wouldn't, but it's a Chevy Silverado, an old 1992 Chevy Silverado, pulling its way through the parking area, a very empty, small airport parking area, as it kind of spins its tires as it turns sideways and moves its way up towards you all. As it comes screeching to a halt right in front of you, you see two individuals sitting in the front, and another smaller, skinny individual that you recognize as Mallory. The door opens as one of the individuals kind of jumps out. Very skinny, pale individual, kind of got, you know, all sorts of scratch marks on his arms. Seems like a very nervous, tick individual. As he steps out of the way, Mallory jumps out from the middle of the truck. You made it! Oh, you made it!
Hi.
This is going to be so much fun. I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm so sorry I'm late.
I'm so sorry I'm late.
We're
good?
No, it's fine.
No, it's fine.
It's been ages.
Why don't you introduce us to your friends?
Yeah, all we did was catch up.
Who's that one? There are drivers. They're taking us where we're going. I had to find someone to do it.
Sounds like a bad idea.
There's no cabs or Uber or Lyft or anything.
So this
cool.
is just
wait,
a,
like in this that. One truck for all of us?
Oh, we're going to ride in the back. It's gonna be like a real experience.
Good day. I can't wait for this. How American
are you, Mallory?
Experience.
Great.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Thank you for asking.
Oh, you look so
thin.
Wild.
I came down here last week. I've been scouting out everything. I've got everything planned.
Uh-huh. Okay,
I've got everything planned.
Great.
It's gonna be.
Okay.
It's gonna be so much fun.
I love
else.
Your energy.
No, I
Mallory.
I'm not sure about that.
But
you're okay, right? You're good. You. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I'm so excited to see you all. It's my turn.
We've been waiting for you to come out of the woodwork. So.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry about last year and the year before.
And the one before that.
Everybody's just, busy.
Right.
You know, some of us more than others. So.
I was preparing for a show and I just couldn't. I couldn't get away.
Okay.
Oh, we understand.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We do.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it, Mallory.
Yeah.
But you guys, you have your packs? You have your bags?
Yeah. We've got our
camping gear.
So it's going to be a little bit of a ride. It's about 2.5 hours away.
What?
2.5 hours in the back of a truck.
Yeah.
2.5 hours in the back of a truck.
It's better than riding
in the
front.
2.5 hours
in
the
middle.
You know what? I have my business credit card with me, and I can just rent another car.
Do you want to do that, Mallory?
Just, like, follow.
There's no rental car, please.
Wait,
I
what?
Mean, guys, let's just go. Like, it's Mallory's plan. We all agreed that we were going to go do Mallory's plan. Go on, Mallory.
It's going to be great. It's all...
I'm looking forward to it, Mallory.
It's going
to
be so much fun.
You know what? Well, okay, I'm down. I can use this for maybe like an undercover, deep cover story. Bring it to the people of Great Falls. Mm. I mean, not undercover, I guess.
I mean, it's Montana, right?
Wow. Okay.
I mean, it's not that different from...
I'm up for an adventure.
Me too, Mallory. Well, lead the way.
It looks like there's one the spot left in the truck, though. Do we want to like Rochambeau for that, or all in the back?
Of us in the back seat?
There's no back seat.
So we're
just,
in,
we're
the
just
bed
in
the
back.
Truck.
Oh, just the bed of a truck.
Oh,
we're in the
okay.
bed of a truck. Welcome to America.
I know.
Hey, we can catch up.
The individual with the driver's seat kind of leans forward, looking you all.
Been a lot of all day. Come on. Oh. Get in.
Okay. All right, let's go.
I'm saying, oh my God, he's precious.
I just heard, get in.
Let's go. Go. We're going.
Get the fuck in the truck. Go.
I just heard,
I heard a gesture towards the back of the truck.
Let's just go.
Let's all get in the back.
I'll just hold the
back. There's anyone that's kind of scratching. Because, yo, you making fun of my friend?
No. He's from New Zealand.
Yeah, this is what
we do. Oh, big city boy. I get it.
All right, so we're just going to get in the back. We're getting in the back of the truck.
Okay, sounds good.
We're getting in the back of the truck. That's what we're doing.
As you move your way towards the back of the truck, Mallory gets all excited. He goes over to kind of open the back and not really puts all his weight into it and kind of pops it down and he's very excited, jumps up into the back. There's a silver diamond plate toolbox sitting over the back of it. And you've got kind of where, you know, the wheels are, the tires in the back. You've got little spots that you could sit there or sit with your back up against the back. And you all pile in.
I'm going to go sit next to the toolbox.
All right.
I'm going to sit on top of the toolbox facing everyone.
Great.
Butts in my way.
As you all sit on there and Mallory slams open the back, he kind of hits the top of the truck. As you see the guy driving, shake his head, put it into gear, floor it out of the airport as you immediately fall into the group, into the middle of the truck.
Yeah. Oh, group trust fall.
I grab one of the things that are the tarp things that are always in the back of the truck, so I grab one of those.
You grab onto one of the eye hole
sockets. My dad's a Chevy guy.
And at that moment, we will begin chapter one. Been in the back of the truck for over 2 hours. Your hair is blown everywhere. You've been holding onto your packs, often being thrown around in the back as you made your way off of the main highways and into the side road.
Woo! Just like Florida!
Unlike Florida, you've been traveling through the hills, through the valleys, the mountains. For the last 30 minutes, you've been on gravel. No highway in sight. You've tried talking to Mallory, but the sound, the wind, and the noise has just extremely hard for you to communicate at all, as he just keeps telling you. Good. Your hair is just blown out in all directions. Mallory starts to get excited as he kind of, like, the truck starts to slow down a little bit. You've noticed for the last probably 10 minutes, water on both sides of you. Like you've been going down this very long peninsula. You stopped passing houses miles and miles ago. The last time you saw a town was over an hour ago. You are in places that, if I start going back into my normal town vernacular, would be inappropriate on this screen. So I'll have to remember that as we start getting into the deep parts of Missouri here. As GM Zach, I can't say those things. As a character, though. The truck starts to slow down. Mallory stands up, kind of puts his hands on the top of the truck and starts getting really excited, looking off into the distance. You see, about half a mile up, a large yellow gate with a lot of very bright red signs that say, no trespassing, do not enter. As the truck starts pulling up closer and closer. Now it's started to move slow enough as it's come a little bit to a crawl, as the road's pretty much disappeared, and he's just now driving through the grass towards this gate. It's quiet enough for you all to start talking again.
So is this your property, or like, who owns this? Isn't, what is this place?
Yeah.
It's, well, when we get out of the truck, I'll tell you, I can't wait. I looked all over Reddit for a place like this. It's
Wait, I'm sorry.
This is an Airbnb.
Reddit?
Yeah. I saw this article, these pictures, and they were just, they were beautiful. And
Are you sure it was Reddit, not Craigslist?
No, it was a thread. It was like a photography thread, I dove in, and there's so much here. There's so much that we can explore. And okay, you know when we hit gravel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's another state. We're in Arkansas now.
Is that legal?
Yeah.
Hitting gravel road?
Changing states. Yeah. I don't know how it works here.
Yeah, it is.
Did we just make the law?
No, we're fine. It's fine, Jim.
Oh. Arkansas? So we're still going camping.
Yeah, of course.
Well, had I known we'd be camping in Arkansas, I would have brought a whole different set of... I mean, that's...
Do they have bears in Arkansas?
Why would that be different from Missouri?
I think...
Color coordination for outfits. She's got to look spiffy, you know.
I would have brought, instead of avocados, I would have brought onions.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe we'll find some out there. They grow wild here.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
I've been reading up. I brought a bunch of books on the plants and the animals and everything.
Guys,
but
it sounds like he's got this plan.
Yeah,
sounds
good. Actually,
I have one more question about the sign.
You hear it as the truck comes to a stop. Yeah.
We
have to go.
Let's get out. You know what? Actually, this works really well. I'm looking for new, organic vegetables to add into the menu of,
I love your cooking. If you could start cooking right away, that'd be awesome.
I brought stuff for us to start off with.
Me. Okay, grab your packs, guys, and just wait for me by the gate.
Does your friend want, I brought some headshots from the station and my pen, so does your friend want a signed?
Does anyone in there have a gun?
Signed, okay.
Possibly the signs of trespassing.
You mean inside the? Oh no, it's all government land.
Why are you whispering?
I don't know. It just seems.
You're making me nervous, man.
It's okay. Where did you want us, Mallory?
Just go away by the gate. I gotta pay the man.
Yeah.
Okay,
he's
no problem.
Making me so nervous. Well, I'm gonna go smoke.
Let's just let him.
Yeah.
So as the four of you make your way over to the gate, the grass is about just under your chest. Higher than your waist as you're walking through this grass towards this large yellow gate.
Is anyone else feeling Alice in Wonderland right now?
Yeah, it is. It's an experience.
It's interesting. I never in life thought I would ever go to Arkansas. That's like one of those states that you think,
really.
It's one of those ones you forget in the game when you're naming the states.
It's true, and it's right at the top of the alphabet.
I always remember Arizona.
As the four of you are standing there, you've made your way over to the gate, walking through the grass. You look back towards the truck, and Mallory is having a conversation with the two men. You see him open up his pack. He pulls out a 12-pack of Natty Light and hands it to the men.
Sorry,
as well
what is
as
that?
12-pack of Natty Light.
What is that?
Natural Ice.
Natural Ice.
It's
light.
A beer.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
And he hands the 12-pack of Natty Light to the larger man that was driving, and then he pulls out a pack of Zima and hands it to the smaller individual.
This is expired.
And then he extends some cash, and then they talk for a little bit, and he keeps nodding excitingly. And fine.
Mallory.
As they wave, just a minute, a minute. I'm almost done.
Let him do his deal.
What do you guys think of Mallory? Deal. What's going on? Like, it's been a few years. He's kind of.
He's very thin.
He's
I kind of
twitchy.
Just want to feed him.
He's
kind of
shifty, isn't he?
He has more scratches on his body than I have seen on 12 people.
Is it the mosquitoes here?
Do you see a lot of people with scratches on their
this
body?
This is what I'm saying.
She
one scratch per person max.
That was just a very interesting statement to me.
Thank you. I'm a wordsmith.
So you hear the truck door close as the individual then kind of like spins out in the grass, sliding sideways and... leaves down the gravel road away. Mallory grabs his pack and runs over to you all. Isn't this great?
How? So what is this? I mean, camping, but yeah.
Okay, so I read, and he just kind of leans down and starts digging into the grass and picks up some mud, and he starts, like, placing mud on his arm. He's like, I read in one of my books that, like, mud can actually help, like, keep the mosquitoes from biting. I'm just going to put some...
Did you actually see that in the movie Predator?
I don't think that was for mosquitoes.
Actually, no, that's one of those things.
Does anyone actually have bug spray?
Mud does actually cut down on everything like that. I have some citronella candles.
Okay,
that's part
that.
Of
we'll
general
go, we'll
camping
do that,
gear.
Mallory.
I'll use some of that.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do that instead.
Yeah.
Instead of the mud.
Dirt.
Well, mosquitoes don't like my blood for some reason, so I'm cool either way.
That, actually, yeah, me too.
Mm. Wow. Okay. Well, I mean, mosquitoes aren't the point. It's just.
Well, I mean, always good to be prepared. So I don't know.
So what's the plan, Mallory? I mean, this is your thing.
You said everything was going to be taken care of. I literally see nothing here to take care of us.
Check this out.
Okay.
And he opens up his pack and he pulls out a whole bunch of rappelling gear, and throws it on the ground in front of you.
Oh.
So there's this. There's this well. but it's not a well.
Okay.
Everyone around here thinks it's a well. But it's not. The pictures online, it's like this massive cave that no one around here, even the Army Corps, they won't go into. So it's just untouched, pristine. And there's all this life and wildlife living in it. The pictures were beautiful.
I was going to say, if you said pirate treasure, I was going to be so mad at you.
No, he's talking about spelunking.
Spelunking.
We're going spelunking.
Yeah.
He said just that.
So you're saying that we could be representatives of the first major international news outlet.
That's a lot of pressure and to breach the limelight. I don't like it.
Is Great Falls Minute a major international?
Mallory, so you were saying we're going to spelunking.
Well, here. Look at my map. Look at the map. Oh. So there's a map there in front of you. One of you, feel free if you want to take a picture of that and tweet it for the audience. So he's labeled everything on the map. You are currently okay. So we're right here on we're at the gate. Okay.
A gate. So, oh. Okay.
We're at the gate. You'll see 5 miles until the end of this peninsula. There's nothing. There's no roads. They closed this off in the 50s, and nobody's really been back here since. The most I could gather from like Google Maps and zooming in and everything I could find from this photographer and stuff. So there's a couple different places we can check out once we get in here.
Okay.
But we're going to have to just basically use our, you know, our brain power and the sun to find our ways around.
Because
you'll notice, and he takes out his phone and he should, no signal. Like anywhere.
How am I meant to get deliveries here?
There's no deliveries. We're literally like, this is just untouched America.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
That sounds beautiful. I can't wait to sit in a tree for a little while. However, you said something about government. Are we going to be running into guns, government officials? I have stuff in my bag. I don't really
want to. Well, what did I say in Reddit?
No. Okay, remember how I said we're in Arkansas?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, look at this map. You see how this is a peninsula?
Yeah. Indeed.
That peninsula goes up on both sides.
Oh.
So who does this land belong to?
Technically, the state of Arkansas. But technically, it would take them a couple hours to go all the way around the lake to get to this one spot. So they don't.
We've got a head start.
It's lawless.
So
it's untouched. You can do whatever you want.
I think this is a really good adventure, Mallory.
What was your idea for it?
Well, we need to go into that well. And then there's some other stuff you can see here that I found on Google Maps that there's some old house out here. And we should check that out. And then there's like some dumping ground of just a bunch of trash that you could see on the satellite images. But tonight, we're camping at Buzzard's Bluff. It's the highest point.
Oh, the bluff.
It's the highest point in the entire
area. Okay, and we can just check out the whole...
Yeah. So I figure we camp there and... Get up in the morning
point.
We'll head to the well.
Did you want to lead the way?
All right. Sounds...
Do we want to make sure no one finds us here?
How could they find us?
No
one can find us.
I'm just thinking if we light a fire tonight, that's going to be very visual.
Are we going to be...
Do I need to hide my stash in a tree? That's all I'm asking.
Stop being paranoid.
Law. We can do whatever we want.
Are the Yanks going to come
well,
take
not,
our weed?
Not whatever we want. We're still citizens of the world. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, we could dance naked out in the woods.
Okay.
We could have our own personal Burning Man. Safe, of course. Safe and you know, principled.
That would be where the dealer came in.
I've been talking to the locals, and I've been checking this place out for like a week. No one has even come down that road.
Wow.
And last week, I had to pay those guys to bring us here.
One more question, Mallory. So are you saying anything here that we find we could just take if we wanted to? Like if I found a bunch of scrap metal, inspiration for my new pieces? Okay.
And any organic veggies that I want to run across.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right, okay.
All right, Mallory, shall we?
Yeah, just grab... Grab your stuff. Hopefully you brought... I wanted to keep it a mystery. So what all did you bring?
I've got all my camping gear. I've got all my tools, obviously, because I want to make some. I've got, like, screws and nails if we need that. Oh, that
That's all right. Nothing happened.
Tag yourself.
Oh.
It's okay. I've got a mallet.
It's okay. We have people to replace them.
So sorry. I've already doomed us.
So what all do you bring in your pack?
All right, I have a sleeping bag with a bug net, a medium sheet of canvas, pegs, rope, small cooking pot, two boxes of matches, a mug, water canteen, water filter, large plastic sheet, calm down, a toolkit with a small hammer, scissors, metalwork gloves, measuring tape, screwdriver, needles, hammers, nails, needle-nose pliers, wire cutters, oil, metal, I don't know, duct tape, wow. W-40.
Great. And, first if aid you want to keep all those things, you're going to have to succeed a roll.
Great.
Do it.
So you have 10 dice in front of you. Yeah. If you
take
get one...
Ooh, wait, really do it in heavy, really scary dice.
This is what life's about.
Don't get any one.
On the floor.
You dropped
some
one.
On the floor.
Drop reroll the one that's on the floor. How many sixes?
There was one six. Two sixes.
Two sixes.
And how many ones?
Two ones. Wait, there's one more die.
I'll roll the one that was on the floor here. That was a three.
So you have been given no hope by the chat room. So those two ones now leave your dice pool. You do succeed, so everything remains in your pack. But you are now down to 8 dice in your dice
pool. Was it worth it? No.
I had no control. I had no control.
This is what it's about. Okay. Let's loot it.
So that's what you brought.
Oh, and
brought.
I had trail mix.
Okay. What did you bring?
I brought...
If you wanted to have brought...
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I brought. Do you want? I said besides general camping gear, I said photos of my daughter since the last trip, knitting needles, and a ball of baby pink yarn, police training manuals and study notes, bear pepper spray, a pocket knife, and a book, How to Stop Worrying and Start Living.
If you'd like to keep those items, you're gonna have to succeed a roll.
Oh, I mean, so if I don't, then I don't have anything?
I'll choose what you get.
You can choose.
Okay. You brought a book. Photo of your
That's
daughter.
That's all that mattered!
And your knitting needle and ball of baby pink yarn.
Sorry, so I brought the...
You brought the photo of your daughter.
Yeah.
The knitting needle.
Yeah.
And the book, and that's it.
Okay, cool. Oh, not the pepper spray, you monster.
No. So, Addy, what did you bring?
I kind of wish I did roll now.
Well, besides general camping gear that everybody just has, I brought a cast iron family skillet spatula, bottle of Korbel Brut for celebrating, omelet makings for 4 servings because we're going to party.
Okay. I was just told that before the show started, someone sent in hope and it was not recorded.
Oh.
So you have 2 dice that you can re-roll.
There is one on the floor.
Can we save up the hope, or do we have to use it every time we get a one?
No, we should use it. Wait,
yeah, we should. That was two.
No, just as a question. Yeah.
If you wanted to, you could, but you don't get those dice back later. I will allow this time for you to re-roll those two, since that was an error on our part.
Oh, I have to roll the 2 ones.
It's right there.
Yes. Okay.
It's on the edge of the couch.
Okay. I got 2.
Do you want to... Are you ready for this?
Thank you, dude.
Wait. 2 and a...
There's a 2 and a 1.
That's because you need it to roll that
you
one.
You didn't roll it properly. You should roll it again.
No.
Okay, I'm kidding.
So if you want to keep that one, you can roll hope again. There have now been more that have been given. You're now up
we
to...
Should
I don't
to
care
it
about one
multiple.
Die.
Yeah. Do we not?
We'll get
you
rid
have
of one.
Four,
yeah. If
you
we
have
lose
four,
3 or 4, we'll
you have 4 more hope available.
Can we add it in later if we
What's
do?
What's the strategy? Yeah. I feel like just we're missing a strategy.
Just add it back in?
I mean, just roll it. Or just like, wait.
One more time?
You cannot add it back in later.
We can't add it back in later.
One more time.
You either do it now or it's done.
Just do it.
Oh my gosh.
Just do it. It's going to be more than one.
Okay.
Was it a 1?
It was a 1.
One again.
The heart of the cards is
you
not
now have,
we have 3
hope remaining.
Do we want to?
That's
I mean,
cool.
what's the...
Wait.
I think we hold on to
wait,
it.
You
until
said
we lose
that we're not allowed to save it, right?
We should hold on to it. Because it's not 1 hope per die. It's a hope re-roll, right?
For 1 die.
For 1 die.
Oh, we might as well do it then.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Right. Losing it at any time would be losing it. Yeah.
Throw it differently this time. Like, throw it higher or something.
Throw it differently.
That's
5.
Ah!
Yeah. Okay. We got all our die back. Thank you.
Now, you will not be able to do that from here on out. When I say how many hope are left, you can either use it then or it's done. But that was a mistake on our part.
Okay.
So. Just a question. So if we don't use the hope, why wouldn't we use the hope?
I don't know. That's
on us.
You would want
it would
to.
Be right, us being right. Silly.
Yeah. Okay. It's not like we can take it with us.
Right, right. Exactly. Yeah. Just making sure.
So what all did you bring in your pack, Addie?
Besides general camping gear, cast iron family skillet for all the cooking, spatula, a bottle of Korbel Brut because we're going to celebrate, omelet makings for our servings for all, each of us, 3DS XL with Diner Dash and Cooking Mama games. I have a hand crank solar flashlight charger and a spork-shaped pen to go with my small leather journal, which I record recipes in. So
okay.
That's
now, if you want to keep all that, you're going to have to succeed a die roll. Okay. Otherwise, I'll choose
seven,
what's in your
eight,
pack.
Nine, ten. All
right. So you
I guarantee you, if you don't roll, he will just let you have the DS, and that's it.
Hey, that wouldn't be a bad thing.
It's light.
Yeah. Have you played Cooking Mama? It's pretty fun.
It's pretty great.
Ooh. No one.
Oh,
no one. And two sixes.
Wow.
You get to keep everything in your
We're eating omelets and drinking mimosas.
I cannot wait. I want all of that.
I should have rolled.
Mallory is a little upset to see what all you brought. Like, are you not taking this seriously? Like,
what?
It's a camping. It's an experience.
We take
out in the wilderness.
Seriously.
Our phones don't even work.
No,
it's a game console.
But it's
to be fair, we don't actually know what we were getting into, Mallory. So
this is just for my private time, Mallory. It wasn't anything against you.
You know, you can't see anything at nighttime.
You know, and plus, food tastes so good in the outdoors.
Yeah, why
you just wait until you try
That's
the
okay,
famous Morningside omelet. I perfected it.
It's fine.
Don't feel
Cindy,
down.
What'd you bring?
I brought general camping gear, a ring light, mirror, and a makeup bag full of all my makeup, a sterling silver monogrammed pen, and headshot stack of headshots for just. Whoever we might run into.
Don't roll.
And a marble mortar and pestle to make guacamole. I have brought 6 avocados, 1 for each person plus 1 for the pot. And I brought an iPad loaded with news bloopers from the Great Falls Minute in case we just wanted some fun downtime. And I brought printouts of a backup itinerary in case you didn't prepare well enough. So.
She keeps all that, and I lost my pepper spray.
So she's not gonna roll.
No, up to her. Up to her.
You decide.
I'm
you
kidding.
Decide.
You
no,
want
no,
me
it's
to,
up to you.
You want? Do you want me to decide what's in your pack?
I want you to decide.
Great. You brought the monogram pin for autographs. You brought the avocados and the marble mortar, and the iPad loaded with news bloopers and a sleeping bag.
Sorry, that's
those
the
headshots
pen,
could have been great.
The mortar.
You brought the mortar and the avocados, an iPad, and a sleep.
One of those that tastes great with omelets.
Oh yeah.
Did I bring? So I have the mortar and pestle. Is it both of them or is it?
It's both.
Okay, great.
I won't be that mean.
Don't
to
Don't separate
this
the mother and child.
So remember what gear you have. Great. Well, I've got the rappelling gear and everything else we might need. So. I guess let's do it.
Have you been here before? Do you know the way? Or
well,
I mean, it's
I didn't want to. I didn't want
right,
to go in. I wanted to wait for you guys.
Okay, so
I've just been kind of like getting a feel for the area and the people.
Okay. The people,
this people.
No, in the area.
Right. Okay.
So we're on our way to the bluff then.
Who were your friends in the truck there?
That was Daryl and Denny.
Daryl
and Denny,
like that place where you get breakfast. Not as good as your place.
Oh,
not
like
as
Denny's.
Good as your place.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Daryl and Denny.
Appreciate
and why
that.
Are they so?
I mean, let's head to the.
I hired him. There was like a lumber yard in the town up there, and
it's
they were available for work, so I hired him.
Are they gonna tell anyone we're here?
It's on. It's part of my agenda.
Why would they tell anyone we're here?
To mug us.
It's.
In Austin.
Jan.
You really think someone would do that?
Jan, we're having a really
we're
happy
having fun.
This
we're
is
having
Mallory's
fun.
Turn.
Does anyone have a compass?
I do.
No
general,
kidding.
General
How
camping
convenient.
Gear. What? Like a compass wouldn't be in general camping gear?
Yeah, we'll say you won that role, so.
Yay. You've got I'm not going to ask for much. That's pretty general.
Does bear pepper spray included in general camping equipment?
No, that's not.
It's fine.
Would you like this stick?
Yes, I would.
There's your pepper spray.
Okay, so this way to the bluff. I'm sorry, which
we're going to the bluff, first?
Or? Well, according to the map, it's just southwest.
Yes. Yeah,
all right, so southwest is that way. Is it that big bit that's sticking up there? That bluff bit?
Probably.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
It's the highest point.
Exactly. So there's a place. There's a place in front of you. You can't see the bluff from here. All you see in front of you is trees. The east and west of you, the right and left, you see the lake down below. But directly in front of you is just forest.
There's no path or anything. It's just.
Directly in front of you, you can't see one yet. The gate's kind of in the way. You see to the right of the gate, there's. A fence that goes all the way around. This fence goes down into the water. As you look to your right, you see the grass, you know, tall. The lake is up a little bit high, it looks like, because it's up into the weeds off to the right. As you see this fence just disappear down into the weeds, down into the water on both sides. There's a small cut inside the fence, though.
GM Mallory shouts at her friends, "You are ruining the experience. This isn't a childhood sleepover. Enough." As she starts ripping into their packs and starts to destroy what she deems as unneeded.
Mallory is a he. Mallory is a performance artist. And he seems to be very upset with the fact that some of you brought things that don't belong on a camping trip. And starts going through your bags.
Stop!
And yelling at you.
Mallory!
Well, before you get to do that, Mallory breaks the 3DS XL.
That's the
iPad.
Absolutely.
What?
Got your property.
Well, what are we going to do at night?
Rips the book apart.
Don't you American sue? You should sue him.
Oh my god.
Mallory.
And doesn't touch touch any of your stuff.
Yeah, Skippy.
Hey, what's going on?
Mallory is yelling and freaking out after you guys go through all the packs and just starts kind of panicking. This is supposed to be my turn. My turn. This is my trip.
Man, what are you on?
You didn't give us a list of stuff we couldn't bring.
I've been planning. I said camping.
You owe her $400. You owe her $700.
No, you don't bring. You don't bring electronics on a camping trip. That's not part of the experience.
Mallory, you didn't tell us anything, all right? And that wasn't warranted. Everything you just did.
It was completely unnecessary.
It's an experience. We're in the wilderness. You don't bring things that don't belong.
We don't belong. We're a virus on this planet. Did you learn nothing from our last trip?
Oh, that's okay. a little.
Okay, Jan. We're not running into that conversation again. You know, we all really enjoyed your biodome trip that we did the first time.
Thank you.
But,
it was
you
great.
Know, but still, that's not now.
What is he
Mallory,
doing?
Can you apologize to us? Because
really
you started to piss us all off, all right?
To apologize, yeah.
Now, if you want us to continue down to the bluff, you apologize to us, or we're heading home right
that
now.
That was a Christmas gift from the one ex I actually love.
Oh, you're heading home.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah.
How?
You're acting real weird.
How would you do that?
Are you trapping
This is an
us?
Experience. I planned an experience.
I'm stunned.
It was my turn. My year.
And so you get to just, like, rip our property apart, do you?
It's a self-help book.
Okay, everyone that can hear me, clap your hands. 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 Okay, why don't we do this? You promise to say sorry to us, and we'll promise to go with you to the bluff and see what's up. Okay?
And maybe stop snorting all that, whatever you're snorting.
And you need to I'm going to tie you to a tree if you don't calm down.
We would appreciate an apology, and we will Venmo you for the damages later. We will ask
Absolutely.
For that. Okay?
I'm sorry?
What was that?
Say it properly, you asshole.
I'm sorry.
Great. Okay. Great. Wow. Okay. Where everything's fine.
So good to see you after 5 years, mate.
Mallory, grabs his pack, throws it on his back, and starts walking towards the hole in the fence. But as he's doing it, he kicks the 3DS into the water below and walks through the hole in the fence.
Unnecessary.
Why?
Totally uncalled for.
This guy's a real jerk, you know? I thought this was going to be a nice, relaxing experience with my friends just in the woods.
You guys okay?
You know, I'm fine. It's very difficult to find 3DS XL that's actually the teal version.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty vintage right now.
That's rough.
It's getting dark. Come on.
All right.
Okay.
Packs on.
This is a nightmare.
I'm going to be reluctantly very strict follow. About my Venmo request to him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm following through with that.
As you all kind of duck down and make your way through this fence, you kind of come across on the other side. This fence had so much overgrowth on it, you couldn't really see past it directly in front of you. There's a small resemblance of what looks like could have been a trail at one point in time. Definitely not anymore. It's all grown over, tall grass. But it's the only place where the trees give you a little signal of this way. Mallory's up ahead about 50 yards, walking with his head down in front of the four of you. As you enter, you start to realize the thickness of the air, not just the humidity and the wet that you're walking through, but the dense smell, pine, oak, all the different living things floating in the air around you that makes it hard to breathe, hard to get a full breath in as the air itself is so thick as you start heaving your way up this hill.
I'm used to smelling green, but this is very, very green. What's with this fucking place?
I know. I do kundalini on the weekends, but I'm really... Kundalini yoga?
Linguini pasta?
No, it's like breathing. It's a lot of breathing with yoga, but it's like, this is like really winding me right now.
I feel like I have pine needles in my sinuses.
Hey, Mallory, do you know where we're going?
Mallory stops and turns and looks at you. I'm assuming that we go the only way that we can go, which is directly in front of us down the trail.
We're heading to the bluff first. I'm so glad I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, okay? I've been planning for this all year.
Really? Perhaps you should practice being a host.
Sorry, I'll be honest with you, I'm really nervous.
Why? Because you weren't here for all of our trips where we bonded.
All right, no, he's trying to apologize. Guys, he's trying to apologize.
That's understandable. I can understand how it'd be difficult now to be in that position.
I don't even know what all you guys did, you know. And
it just was kind of. It just took us aback, and I. Yeah,
you know,
I did invite.
I just,
you to
know, and I just feel like now I'm the odd one out again.
Shall we
you know, just like back then. I'm the weird one, the odd one. That's
no,
you weren't that weird.
We're literally all artists. Fun. We're all a bit weird.
Hey, sorry, I called you an asshole before.
Fine.
Well, you know, so you missed out on 1, 2, 3. Etc. etc. trips. So you weren't there when we bonded and made jokes and
oh my god, that's the banana and the
cab and five margaritas in one.
So good.
So you weren't there for
all that. It wasn't that good.
But those five margaritas in one.
Oh my god.
I mean, no, you hold the banana.
Guys,
sorry, it was rubbish.
Okay, but
sorry.
It's about 5 miles. To the bluff.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, sure.
I don't know how much of it's uphill or.
I don't have a great lung capacity, I will tell you.
I'm kind of.
We'll just continue on
now,
then.
To be honest.
Yes?
Can we take a break, Mallory? What do you say? No, actually,
I mean,
maybe like halfway.
Let's
I mean,
on,
yeah, there's.
Keep on going.
I mean, there's things along the way. You'll notice on the map here, I put question marks on them because they look like there's something, but I couldn't tell what they were.
Do any of them look like there might be like scrap metal? Any of those?
Yeah, for sure. The dump especially is. Ooh, it looks like it's just nothing but scrap metal.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah, I could make some stuff.
The deepest secrets are in people's trash.
Would you be able to carry it right now? Shouldn't we like set
I could
up
break
camp
off little pieces. Oh, that's a good point.
Mallory, yeah. You circled the house. Is that what? Is this the map that in terms of like how we supposed to
like,
see it?
We're gonna pass like two of these question marks.
So did you want to?
Three.
There's a few circles here. Is that the ones places that point of interest that you wanted to lead us?
Because
okay.
This is your trip, so
I broke your stuff. I'm sorry. How about you guys decide where we go first? Okay. As long as we get to the bluff by dark. What do you want to do?
I mean,
I'm game for anything, so whatever you guys want.
I kind of want to go to the house, but just because it's circled,
well, how about we go to
his
house and we swing by, like,
I
one of these?
Like, yeah, why don't we just, like...
And maybe when we're here, we can see, well, see if there's anything in the dump that's interesting.
I mean,
but we have to make the bluff by
Yeah,
night.
Exactly. That's the only thing
that's
I'm thinking.
Thing.
This is Ellie's on the way. Yeah. This is a nice little break. I'm
all
kind
right.
of puffed.
All right.
And what then, do you...
That's fine.
The house? What do you think?
Ray's really feeling the house.
Okay.
Open.
You
as
know what?
We go to
Ray,
one of the question marks.
Since you feel strongly about the house, I will take role as leader, and I will say that we should do the house first, swing over to the bluff after.
That's a good
okay,
choice.
Thank you.
She sounds so intelligent.
That actually
talks
works
to her.
Out very nicely
thank
for
so
all
much.
Of us.
It's very nice. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. We'll go to the house,
makes
Mallory,
me trust you.
And then go to the bluff afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, we need to get a move on it then, because it's, you know, it's middle of summer, so luckily we got some hours, but. I don't remember the last time I walked 5 miles in the middle of the woods, so I don't know how long it's going to take.
Trail mix,
sweating
everyone,
bucket.
Then?
I have a lot of
mix?
It. Would you like some?
Yeah!
Yes.
Trail mix.
Are you hitting
to
the house
now? Water bottle. Let's go. There you go.
Mallory, you should eat some protein.
Oh, you look like you haven't
water
eaten anything
bottle,
in a while.
Ray.
Have some of these trail mix.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Mallory,
you're welcome.
You're kind of...
You look
Mallory.
Yeah, what's up?
No, let's go. Let's go.
No, 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 what's up? What's up?
Smile.
Speak your mind. This is your trip. Speak your mind.
No, we're fine. Let's just go before it gets dark.
Okay.
Hey, even if it gets dark, we could probably just crash at the house.
That might be somebody's place, Ray.
Oh, but
how would
no,
you
it
feel?
Can't. But it can't be somebody's place.
What?
Because you can't live here.
It's untouched.
Oh, that's right, government law.
The house. That,
whatever's there,
unless you have objections,
hasn't been touched.
Well, then
okay,
what happened
let's just
to those
swing
people?
By. Let's just walk. Let's just walk. Let's walk there.
Let's
Mallory,
go.
The house?
I mean, we don't really have any other choice. So.
Yeah. Let's go.
All right, let's go to the house.
All right.
Let's go.
So
you can walk, I'll fly.
You all now are walking a little bit more in a group as the five of you are making your way down this trail. You start to get extremely hot, sweaty, mosquitoes, bugs biting you everywhere, the sound of cicadas filling the air.
It's loud.
The trail that you're on gets to a fork. It kind of looks like it's going to go to the right, but you see the terrain gets extremely rough, and it starts going down this hill. But according to the map, that's got to be the way to the house. If this trail keeps going forward, that's what eventually takes you to the bluff, so we would have to...
So it's like a veer-off situation.
I think so.
What's the time right now? I don't have a never-ever watch. It's no point. I can't keep track of it.
So anymore. You're saying that if we take the one that veers off, that's supposed to go to the house, but the safer route goes to the bluff? Is that what you were just saying?
What do you mean safer?
I mean, the one that...
The path more traveled.
Yeah, sorry.
Since when? I mean...
Well, that looks...
There's a path, yeah. I mean, it looks like there used to be a road here years ago, but...
So which is the way to the house?
The rocky one that goes
to the right.
Oh, okay.
That's
the way okay.
Not exactly a swing by.
To the bluff.
Yeah. How
Maybe
long do we have before sunset?
Does someone want to roll to see if they can tell how long before the sun goes down?
I'm okay.
I wish the trees weren't so tall we could see the sun.
Why are we being all pussies here? Let's roll some dice. Come on.
I don't like it.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
You got 21! Oh, my God.
Why would you roll on that?
So,
He got four ones.
That's
you have
so
he
many
got
ones.
Four ones.
Hey, but I got some sixes.
You
yeah,
currently
only needed one.
You currently have five hope available.
You need to re-roll all of those ones right now.
No, that's going to take four of our five hope.
That will we lose a dice.
Whose like idea was it to let me roll the dice?
No one!
Oh.
That was all you!
Oh, okay.
We always
say okay.
No!
Sorry,
I shift the blame on us.
how about we have them use like two?
I like how the girls are making the decisions now.
Three? Do you want to say three? And then we'll lose.
Just lose one.
We'll lose
I say
one permanently.
I feel confident losing one.
Okay.
So let's do three.
So we're going to lose one
and I'm gonna
permanently. And you're going to have to re-roll
gonna
those.
Thunderbolt!
No God, another one.
Are you serious?
Oh
Thunderbolt.
God.
That was four.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Thunderbolt. Three.
Okay. So we lost two.
Two dice. You're now down to eight dice in your die pool.
Lord.
Whose idea was that?
But you do. Your phone hasn't lost battery yet. You see that it's currently 6:30 p.m. and you have about roughly 2.5 hours before the sun goes down.
Okay, so we're kind of low on time. How about we just go straight to the bluff?
Do you think we'll make it to the bluff in 2 hours, or is it?
I believe
take longer
we
than
will.
That to get there?
I mean, even if we don't, flashlight.
Cool.
Oh, I have a hand crank. Solar power. Right,
let's go
flashlight.
Straight to that bluff. Let's get on that high point. I want to see these stars at
let's
least.
Let's do it.
Okay. At least I want to see the stars.
Best to set up
camp
early.
We'll go check out the house tomorrow.
Yeah. Cool.
Sounds
sure.
good.
We'll not life make anything is in the long. Dark
I don't think it was meant
time.
To be.
Everything will look different in
the We own this peninsula for the next couple days, so
there
we'll
we
have plenty of time.
Great.
This land is our land.
Well,
all right. Let's go. Let's go.
Maybe someone from that house.
Don't even
that
say
makes me uncomfortable.
All right.
So, yeah.
To the bluff.
Right. Yeah.
Let's two-step.
All
right.
Yeah.
Time.
All right. Now we're moving.
Let's
we're
go.
We're
let's
all right.
hike.
So
we'll pick up the pace.
You continue making your way
but this
forward.
Air is really heavy.
I got my second wind.
It's
good.
Ridiculously hot. I don't like this.
I'm
real
dying
cold.
Too.
Cold
I'm
and wet. Drought hot.
I'm
Florida.
Dying.
It's just like it's like hitting me in the face. Just like wet, hot, wet.
You walk.
Right.
Up this hill. Very long hill. The trail's pretty much disappeared completely. You've gotten to a point where you've come across a lot of large rocks that are all kind of standing tall, boulders sitting on the top of this hill. You can see animal tracks moving through the rocks that have kind of pushed down on all the weeds, but not really any sense of where the trail might lead after or around.
Where are we going?
So, I still have the compass out, so...
Are we actually
southeast.
In the right direction?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Literally one path. It goes that way, it goes that way.
Well, I mean, southeast still continues in this direction.
Would it have been
so.
Easier if we just hit the coast and just followed it down to the bluff instead of... Are we lost
Thanks
right now?
For telling us
oh.
now.
Oh, no. It's not really a coast. They're just cliffs.
Ooh. Oh!
The entire ridge around the peninsula is at least 50, 60 feet high.
It's not a downy west, oh, it's a downy dry.
It looked
yeah,
blue.
It's like the
Sorry,
Dover
I thought it, Yeah, yeah,
bit.
My bad.
All right, so
yeah.
we're probably about here.
Okay.
Right? But we're really close to a question mark.
Which
then.
Is the, yep.
Like super close to a question mark, like the one that's
Mallory, what's
to
the question
glove?
Marks about? What,
Next
what
to
did
the
you.
Willow,
but I think
that?
We might actually be on. One of the question
but
marks
what,
right
why
now.
Why did you put the question marks
it?
There? What is it?
What
why
it?
Did you
well,
put
it
that
just
there?
I couldn't tell what they were
oh,
on
so
the map.
Let's look around then, since we're
so
all
yeah, let's look
mark.
Around.
I mean, that might be, because I couldn't tell from the satellite image here, but these rocks might have been what I saw. So technically, he's pointing at this question
mm-hmm.
right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys passed the others as you went
yeah,
towards
yeah,
the
yeah.
house
yeah.
and made your way that direction. I mean, this is cool, right? These rocks have been here forever. And, you know, the animals have created these little trails going in and out of them. And it's neat, right?
It's nature. Cool. It's nature in its finest.
Wow.
You know?
I mean, should we decide, are we going to the bluff now or are we staring at rocks?
We have to go through these, right?
Okay.
So.
Okay, yeah. You know what, Mallory? Why don't we walk around, you know, look at the rocks.
You know, we don't have any cell service.
As you start walking, around some of these rocks, you come across one that has a mark and a mark and a mark. And as these marks go, the very first one looks like moss has grown over it. You can barely notice the mark there. But as you go down the rock, the marks start to get a little clearer and a little clearer and a little clearer till you get to the very end and there's a mark that still has the dust around the outside of it. If you kind of put your hand on it, the dust falls to the ground. Maybe a animal.
Marks rocks in sequential order.
Are these like tally marks?
It quite possible it's some sort of ancient art, except this one looks like it was done yesterday. Maybe a stone cutting tool or a
probably just
chisel.
Some other campers out here. You know,
makes me think this isn't so untouched.
Maybe
like someone's coming back here on the
maybe
regular.
Maybe it's a bear. These, I mean, they could be
scratching the
bear.
Why are you smoking, man?
So there are
I
bears
don't
here.
Understand why.
And where's my pepper spray?
I mean, there's black bears.
There are.
And mountain lions and snakes and
there's nature
okay,
everywhere.
Great. Well,
shall we? Move on.
It's weird.
It is a very lovely rock formation, though.
Good job, Mallory, for marking it on the map. Yay!
So we know what's here. A rock formation.
Okay, so from this point, shall we move on?
With creepy marks on it.
Yeah, rock formation with marks.
To the bluff? Or are we...
Last yeah, maybe maybe
we
should.
Hey, guys.
It was on a wall.
What?
Speak your mind.
That?
Yeah.
And you kind of point on the other side of the rock. You kind of lean your heads around. You see a stick in the ground, kind of up, that was very clearly placed there with a group of rocks around it. The top of the stick, it looks like it was meant to resemble a cross. But the top of the stick's broken off, so it just looks like a T with a little bit of a diagonal. And there's these kind of weeds that have been tied together to make little hoops that are hanging from both ends of it that are just kind of hanging there.
Is there a dead body under the ground right here?
I thought someone was playing a game or something. It's like a ring toss situation.
No, Jan. It kind of looks like Jan. There's a cross in the ground, like there's a dead body underneath at that
point. I don't want to be anywhere near that.
Interesting.
Mallory, on that Reddit
what's
thread,
that
what did it
say
about anything about this?
I don't...
Are these, like, maybe...
I mean, like I said, this stuff... This area is really untouched, and I mean, most of the towns around here are named after...
It doesn't look untouched.
But they're named after Native American tribes, so maybe... I didn't dig that deep into the town.
How old does this little cross look like? And so
how
would you say?
How old are those, like, plants that are hanging off of it?
I don't want to be part of a 200-year-old
revenge
plot.
You want
to
roll?
It looks...
That worked really well the last time, so...
Oh, no!
So you can't tell. You can't tell
how
old that is.
Okay,
I think that this might be maybe somebody's ritual ground or something like that. I mean, it was a really nice place to visit, but I think maybe we should just move on.
Are
you guys sure? You don't want to investigate a little more? You don't want to take a look, see what we can find? I mean, come on. Peel back the layer. Find the truth underneath.
All right. Why not?
Wouldn't like if someone went through my stuff. I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, we're still pretty decent on time, right?
Yeah, why not? Okay, so...
We're here.
We look around the rocks. Is anything else we find?
I'm staying there. I'm not touching anything. I'm staying.
Oh. We'll have...
Okay, yeah, good night. It's good. Yeah, let's...
I'm just gonna...
Let's take some risks here.
I'm just gonna look willy-nilly all around.
Nice.
All right. One.
I got one, and one,
but she did
six.
Get a six.
Okay, so you do succeed. You have two hope remaining.
Roll it.
Ooh.
Six.
Six.
Okay.
Thank goodness.
As you start to distance yourself from the rest of the group, as they all kind of stand there staring at this cross, you walk around the other rocks, and you kind of follow this little trail that was made leading up to the small little effigy that's been placed there in the ground. It looks like footprints, but not. There's a rhythm to them. They're rhythmic, the placement. But it's not a shoe, it's not a foot, it's not a paw, really. It's just little indentions kind of going straight into the ground, very rhythmically, and almost the gait of a human, about 2.5 feet apart.
Someone on stilts walked through here.
What?
You walk. Someone on stilts walked through here.
I knew it was somebody's ritual grounds.
And they were doing it to music.
That makes sense. Someone came out camping here and did what we're about to do tonight, basically.
Right.
Dancing naked and all that stuff. So
yeah.
You guys hearing yourselves?
Super, super weird.
Okay, well, it's just a bunch of, like, little
indents. There's a dead body there.
Wait, what? Where's that dead body?
I mean, like, right? The cross. I would assume there's a dead body in the ground.
It's a
small ring toss
cross,
game.
Though.
Look at it with those reeds on it. Do I see anything?
Can I roll?
Dead body-ish about
roll.
That.
I want to dig up the body.
Are
honestly.
You? Oh, okay.
You
go ahead.
You're gonna check about dead
body. Yeah, I'm gonna check out what's under this cross. Oh wait, are we using that or no?
Yeah, we're using
yeah,
that.
Yeah, all of that's in there. We only
cut off the cards.
You're gonna exhume a body.
Oh,
no ones. That's good.
No ones, but
no ones.
No,
there's
no
oh no.
Oh
no, that's
dude,
not good either.
That's not good. Can you burn something?
Can the chat
burn something?
Oh wait, can the chat do anything at this point or no?
Look how happy Zach
there
is.
Like it.
There is a certain fire in Zach's eyes.
Okay, I know.
You know what? You
what
only
is
roll
your...
for yourself from here on out.
Oh my god.
I can burn a vice.
What is your first one?
My vice.
Which is the protector?
No.
Or
vice.
The delusional?
Yeah.
Notice that it says only to reroll one.
Oh my god.
Okay. So what happens here?
What happens is you take a shovel off the back of Mallory's pack.
Yes!
You place it into the ground, and the ground is solid. The ground is rock all around you. There's only about 2 inches of topsoil, but you're intent on getting to the bottom of this as you almost start in a paranoid way, just trying to get through as the sun continues to fall. And the sun goes down. As it remains dark, you drop the shovel as you're sweating, hard for you to breathe. You fall to your knees.
I'm just going to
And the darkness surrounds you.
Over by
it
this rock.
Really dark, really quick.
And you lose a candle.
Should I do that?
And only nine candles remain. Before we open into the next scene inside of this rock formation, we must reveal new truths.
Whose idea was it to let me roll the dice again?
Will you stop touching
You are
things?
Not touching the dice
touching
anymore.
Things.
You don't get the dice.
The first truth. When Jan was little, she swept her trash under the bed to fool her father. The next night, rustling, the trash became animate.
What? Became what, sorry?
Animate.
Like
alive.
Oh, okay.
It shambled from her room and suffocated her parents.
Fuck.
The reason she turns trash into treasure is to find it again and for revenge. This much is true. Cindy, and only Cindy, will see a fleeting vision. A demonic, smiling individual with long black hair, and she can swear his eyes are slightly glowing. He mouths silently. Cindy. 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 There's a reason this place is considered unexplored. It chooses where people are allowed to go. And the safe path can be seen or heard, but may be sensed and experienced. And may be sensed by an experienced visitor and is never the straight path. Everywhere else may be hazardous. Cindy also, as the sun falls, trips on a rock and knocks out her front tooth.
What?
And can no longer pronounce T's or S's.
Wow. Troll.
There goes your smile award.
Oh my god.
You trip over the shovel as he throws it to the side and gives up. You kind of immediately stumble over it and fall and hit your head on one of the tall rocks before you hit the ground.
Oh my god. Shit, Cindy!
Oh. I'll run over and help her up.
Raymond starts to hear whispers as a familiar voice begins to speak.
Father? Why did you leave me alone? Why'd you have to go on your trip? Turn around, Father.
Are you alright?
Turn around and come back. Turn around.
Ray.
Turn back.
Ray.
Turn.
Are you okay? Are you
Ray.
He has goosebumps. What's wrong with him?
Jan finds a unique piece of what she thinks is scrap metal that would do well with her art. She reaches to pick it up, not noticing a strange rust-like substance coating it. She cuts her hand. And the substance starts to move into the cut.
Guys.
As the rust moves within Jan, a primitive truth invades her thought. The ancients once used blood for art. And there are four other sources of blood walking between you. How fascinating. How inspiring. Maybe your magnum opus is calling you tonight.
I reach up and take the cut and just leave my hands on the rock with the blood.
So you kind of rub blood on there. As Mallory scrambles through his pack, the last 10 minutes, you've been sitting in the dark experiencing these new truths. as he finds a candle. Flashlight, got it. Kind of bangs it against his hand and brings it on and shines the light over you on the ground, holding your head, and you standing at the rock, smearing blood on top of the marks that have been left. As you start to push the moss off of the earlier marks, the marks start to move and shift, but only visible to you. You are sitting on the ground, crying, holding your mouth as blood can be seen pouring from the front of your face.
Oh my god, are y'all all right?
What
is going on with all of you? Are you okay?
I tripped over.
What happened?
Soul.
I heard a bunch of things. What's going on?
Oh yeah.
Everybody
went
a
little
batty. I heard my daughter. You
what? Your do- what?
What?
I heard voices and it sounded like my daughter. And
I pull out my hand crank flashlight.
Start
cranking it up.
No, I won't make you roll for that. You have it. It's fine.
Can somebody help me?
So
catch
you're now.
These?
Keep moving. Yeah. So now we have two lights.
Oh,
Dan,
what the fuck is going on?
Dan, what's on your hand?
Huh?
Your hand, it's bleeding.
Shit. I rip off my shirt and I tie it up. Are you okay, Dan?
I have a basic, I have gauze.
Okay.
You don't have to tear your
shirt,
you
just,
right?
I just saw it and
mouth?
I needed to help her.
The gauze. Get her the gauze.
Here's
just jam it right
it's just
in
a,
here.
It's a oh yeah.
Just
gauze,
jam it
gauze for you. Here's
you okay?
a one. It's like a one hit Neosporin.
Can
just
we,
squeeze
please?
That on there, and some gauze.
What happened to your hand?
What did happen to your hand? There's blood on this.
That's
poor thing.
Picked it up and. I thought it was.
Let's put this on here now.
Oh god, that's covered in rust. It's like covered in rust.
I don't have anything.
Like tetanus,
for that.
You're gonna get like tetanus.
Yeah, I don't have anything for that. Aspirin.
No, look,
I have ibuprofen. That's about
clean.
It.
It's clean. There's nothing on it. It's okay. It's just
as
blood.
You all look at her hand. There's blood around it, but there's no cut.
The fuck?
What?
Oh,
I wiped it on. It's cleaned it.
Where did this blood come from?
It's moss.
She's. Got nothing
She's
on her hand.
Fine.
You're weird. That's really.
Can you like stick your hand in Cindy's mouth or something? Like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
No,
like,
nothing went in my mouth. Hmm? Just the shovel and then my head on the ground.
Oh no! What happened to you? No.
Guys,
it's horrible.
Can I be the voice of reason for a second? It went dark and I heard voices. I heard
what?
My daughter. You have
what?
A bloody hand and there's no scar there.
It's
what
fine.
The fuck
don't
is going
about
on?
It.
Can we not play like
Although I don't
want to
be
children here?
I don't want to be the one to tell you guys this, but I did see a demon.
Okay, you know
what?
You know what?
There was a demon.
On that note, we have flashlights.
Did you can you
Was it a
check
coyote?
For a concussion. Check for a concussion.
I don't
or
think so.
Just follow the
I
light.
I am very aware of what is happening right now.
See if her pupils are dilating.
My pupils are perfect.
Please follow the light. Okay, she's fine.
Is it
fine.
She's
you know what's
Cindy.
Not fine? I'm not gonna win biggest smile
I'm
anymore.
Not gonna win that.
Guys, can we get out of this
yes,
fucking
we,
rock place
we
and
need,
just
we need
something
to leave
about the air, something
right now.
About the heat.
Okay, we're gonna
if we keep going southwest, we'll make
please?
It to the camp
we're
spot.
We're gonna keep on walking southwest
the
right now. We are getting
about?
Away from this. Y'all are
I would like to remind you that you only have 9 dice in your pool, as a candle has been taken out, and we will now begin
5, 6,
chapter
7,
2.
Okay, so we put one.
You're now walking through the tall grass, making your way towards Buzzard's Bluff. You've all gone quite silent, kind of holding your experiences on yourselves. As Mallory kind of comes up next to Addie, the two of you walking in the front with the flashlight.
I don't know what in the world is going on. Okay, I expect it from Jan because God knows she does
probably high as a kite right now.
Every drug. She does every drug. And I know Cindy's on some stuff, but I expect it more from
Ray. I think she ate. There's like mushrooms out here.
What? Is like, somebody talking about me right now?
Oh my God. Everything's good, y'all. Everything's good. Just make sure that your packs are tight. Make sure that your packs are tight because things get loose when you're walking.
Don't drop your stuff. Hold on to your stuff.
Mallory, I'm afraid I'm losing my stuff. If it keeps on going like this, we might have to cut this short. I'm just
saying. No, I understand.
I don't know if they're on something or maybe they're just not used to Arkansas and it doesn't agree with them. But let's see what happens when we get to the bluff. But if this continues, we're going to have to call this.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Are we there yet or what?
We're almost there. We are so close at this point. So close, Ray. And you know what? In the morning, we're having omelets. That's happening. Oh. Told you. I totally perfected
Cindy.
It.
Totally
perfected
it. I'm so excited for omelets.
Right, Cindy? You know you like that.
I'm looking forward to the omelets.
Speaking of right?
Avocados. I think, what? Right? I think it's the, I was thinking about it, I think it's the heat.
Guys, are you okay?
I'm great. You know what? I'm great. I'm great. Let's keep walking.
She's reacting like she's hiding something.
I'm so good.
Are you? Would you like another ibuprofen? I mean, I have.
Honestly, it's the heat. It's getting to me too.
I have a couple more. I have like three more packets.
Yeah. Take some ibuprofen. The swelling. Your lips starting to swell.
Oh shit!
Okay,
I've got
two more packets of ibuprofen left after I give this to her.
She needs it. Yeah.
Yeah. Here, it's just two
more
ibuprofen.
We'll get you a nice fake one, don't you worry, Cindy. You'll get you a nice fake tooth. Maybe I'll make one for you out of like an old piece of porcelain from the toilet or something. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't feel anything.
Is that a good thing?
That's probably a good thing.
I can't feel anything.
That's probably a good thing.
Yeah. Shall all we? Right.
I think we're coming up. I see the lake in front of us. I think we're really close. So just
let's do that, and then we'll camp out for the night. And
yeah.
We'll pitch our tents.
Some water will be good. Let's go. Let's go see that.
Okay.
No. The cliff's like 100 feet high. We don't go down to the water.
Okay.
All right, let's just
like a
it's not
bluff.
Safe.
It's a bluff.
Continue to bluff. Can we see it at this point?
You just notice. It's not that you see the bluff, you just see nothing else.
The fuck?
It's really dark.
So you're in pitch black darkness, and as you shine your light out, you notice that there's the trees stop, and it's just blackness in front of you, so you must be coming close to the edge.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, I think we're just about here then.
All right.
You know?
Find a nice clearing light.
Pretty
fire.
Majestic. Yeah.
Did anyone bring small stuff? I've heard all about them. I've never had them. I'd love
yes.
to try it.
I definitely brought s'mores.
Excellent. Oh, because you know Mallory loves it. He's got a sweet tooth.
Mallory, you're working your way back.
You know he does.
Mallory.
I definitely brought s'mores.
Okay.
And I brought stuff to make the fire. I can handle it. You guys just rest. And look, here.
What's
and
over
he
here?
Shines his light over, and you see a small kind of clearing on the top of the bluff where there's a group of 10 trees that kind of form a circle on the top of the cliff.
Okay.
As you've made your way up, you kind of look behind you and shine the light. You just see waving, kind of 6 feet tall grass just waving in the wind.
Jesus oh, it's Christ. Very peaceful.
As really these trees that I form think. Kind of a circle on top of the cliff are inside, it's kind of padded down, and they're pine trees, so the pine needles have kind of created a nice little bedding area.
Okay, it's a camping
down.
Area.
Yeah,
right,
well,
sir.
It's probably an animal's. Sleeping area, but
great, lovely. I'm gonna go up in the tree if you don't mind.
No.
But if we start a fire, nothing's
right
gonna
no,
bother us.
Okay, so why don't we just sit down and wait, and we can each share our favorite moment from the past couple hours and say who do we think we grew closer to so far?
Okay, great. So let's pitch our tents while we do that because we're gonna be sleeping for the night.
Okay.
So
you don't have tents.
I didn't bring a tent, but I did bring
you got
a
sleeping
bag and a net and some
tarps. No one brought.
Yeah, let's
go up that tree.
I was gonna bed in with one of you for tents.
I'm
I didn't bring one either.
Up the tree. I'm so sorry.
Oh.
No, this is part of the experience. We're just gonna sleep under the stars and
okay. Let's light this fire.
Okay.
Do we need a roll for that or what?
Right.
I brought the stuff to light the fire,
yeah,
so
know.
I've.
Kindling, you got
does someone want to help me grab some sticks? So the rest of you just
I need
stay here. Don't go. anywhere.
I'm gonna climb up the tree.
Did you need help?
Raymond and I will go out into the grass and find some wood.
Okay, sounds good.
Can we borrow your flashlight so we can just be more effective?
Oh, oh sure, definitely.
So just you guys stay there. Don't go anywhere.
Okay. Yeah. We'll be here. We'll just make it a little bit more hospitable here.
All right. So Raymond and Mallory head off into the weeds. You see their lights kind of moving around in the grass as they're walking around there. As the three of you remain, Addie, you're kind of sitting in the middle.
Yeah.
You've climbed a little bit of a tree,
a couple feet.
we'll say because they're pine, and we're gonna say that they're very tall pines. Yeah. So the branches are up a little high. So you're
feel better up there, Jan.
I can see a lot. I can see some stars. Okay. It's really nice. I feel like I might spot an owl. I'm a little excited.
All right. Well, you know, just as long as you feel good and you feel good in the space.
I will tie myself to the tree. I fell out once. I'm not doing it again, my friend.
Oh yeah. You know what? As long as you feel good.
Yeah.
That's what this trip is all about.
It. So I was thinking that I have a list of activities that I've kind of just got cooking in my head.
Mm. Oh, okay.
I was thinking we can vote on it. Mm. We can either sing.
Ooh. Okay.
We can sing a song that inspires
us. I would absolutely love you to sing R-E-S-P-E-C-T right now and just really hit that S and that T.
I also did bring Corbell with me, you know, for us to toast our... We're either going to toast our first night or our last night, and those are your two choices. We're definitely toasting.
I didn't really factor in a toast into the activities, but I guess
Sandy.
Maybe.
Are you thinking last Sandy. Night then? Maybe when you peeled a little bit more, or
what do you think?
Or maybe first night.
Sandy.
Cindy?
No, Cindy. Okay, what's up,
Cindy? Cindy.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, she came back. Hey.
Are you tired?
Something. I think I'm probably just a little weird with my head. So, you know what? Why don't we do the toast thing? I'll sit down over.
You
over
know,
here.
Maybe alcohol isn't such a great idea.
I think that's a good
tonight.
Call. Might be a little lightheaded.
You all, mind you, are talking to each other in pitch blackness. You can't actually see each other. You can just hear each other and get a general idea of where each other is.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't be able to find the bottle right now anyway. That's fair. Thinking about
it. You do hear the sound of branches cracking not too far away from you. Hard for you to tell, though, if it's not just one of each other.
I assume it's one of our group. They said they were going to go get the twigs, so you don't have to do that.
I wasn't planning to.
No, because I hear you with the twigs, though. So.
I'm just standing over here, just looking out. I'm not anywhere near the woods.
I'm gonna climb down the tree and take the cooking pot out of my
bag.
Yeah,
that's probably just Jan.
You're climbing out of the tree.
I'm just coming down to the base of the tree. I'm taking the cooking pot out and I'm feeling on the ground for dry pine needles and I'm starting.
They're
to
all over.
I'm starting to put them all. In the
you're just putting them in your
dry ones. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Maybe if we just pile some in the. I can't believe. Why did I give them both? They only
oh,
need
no,
a
I
one
got
flashlight.
It right here.
Why did I
get
give
into
them
my
both?
Bag and I pull out a match and I light it and I put it in the pan with the pine needles.
Roll for that.
Oh, shit.
Nine dice.
Do it. Come on, you bad boys.
I believe. No,
there
is one.
One.
You have a. Sixes. You have one hope available.
Let's roll it, shall we? Mm.
Do it.
Oh, it's a one again.
Sure, throw it higher. No, I've got
I know I should have.
What is your current activated thing? Is it your
Streetwise?
It's the what?
We're not on the
Wait, Streetwise.
Which one says number one?
Streetwise as my virtue.
You could use it
to reroll all my ones. I don't need to do that. There's only one.
You want to keep it off?
Yeah.
Okay. You're now down to
one.
Eight ones.
I know.
Or eight dice.
I know.
And you had how many sixes?
Three.
Okay. So you light as the pine needles flash. As they flash, you see the reflection of eyes in the grass. Only you see them out in front of you as they quickly kind of sink away into the grass. But only you see those
guys,
as your fire flashes in the pan.
Guys, I was going to tell you earlier when I saw that grass out there that I thought velociraptors were going to come out of the grass, and now I swear to God I just saw some eyes out in that grass.
Oh my God, Jan.
I swear to God I just saw some eyes out in that grass.
Don't be
that velociraptors!
Okay.
Big ones! Jurassic Park ones, not
All
the real
right.
ones!
You know what, Jan? Velociraptors haven't lived on the Earth.
What was it then? What was it?
It was probably, I don't know,
probably
a fox or a rat.
It was too tall for a fox. You're not kidding me with that. No way.
Foxes climb.
You look off in the distance and you still see two flashlights moving around out in the weeds. As we go now to Mallory and Raymond walking along, you're just kind of walking, and as you start to feel like the ground, like if you feel a stick kind of crack underneath you, you reach down and pick it up, and you've got a big bundle of sticks with you, and Mallory does as well. So... How have you been?
I'm good. It's just my job and my daughter, to be honest. And can we just get this going?
Your daughter, how old is she now?
She's 3, and I don't know.
Yeah.
Honestly, when we began this, I was all for it. This was like the first. This is only, you know, every year I get to go away, and that's the only kind of break I have. And
yeah.
I was all for this up until just... Before,
okay.
and I just want to go home now, to be honest. Like, I just want to go home to my daughter.
I'm sorry. I didn't... I thought this would be...
Honestly, I was all for it, man.
Can I be... If I tell you something, can you promise not to tell the others? I'm just getting a little freaked out, and I just...
Yeah.
I made the effigy in the woods.
The fuck, man?
I'm just...
You fucking kidding me, man?
I...
Was that you with the voices, too?
What voices?
Pretending to be my daughter.
How could I pretend to be your daughter? Look, I just... I wanted this to be an experience for everybody, you know? Just get our blood pumping and... You know, like... When we were in school, we were artists. We lived, you know, and we would just do stuff. And now you're so talented. And you're a security guard, and
can you?
Jan's a stoner, and Cindy's just a bitch.
Cindy is a bitch.
You know, we all had so much potential. I wanted to make something for us that just and. It made us feel good to be alive again, and but I didn't mean for anyone to get hurt. I was just trying to make us have some fun, you know?
Can you live it with me? Tell me, what is this, some massive fucking installation piece here? And like, how much more of this? Because I'm hearing voices. I don't know if it's the heat. There's like a fucking cross in the ground. How much of this did you come here and do? Because I'm honestly ready to go home. I heard my daughter, and I just want to go back to her.
I really want to go to the well.
Okay.
I really do. I it looks beautiful. It looks amazing.
All right. Well, how about this, man? What?
I did pay Daryl and Denny to scare us in the well.
Oh,
tomorrow.
My fucking God.
I was supposed to...
You know, John's going to have a heart attack, right?
They were gonna show up in masks in the well, and I was
Jesus,
gonna, I was
man.
Gonna, like,
how well
save everybody. And
how well do you know these guys?
I mean, I just met them a couple days ago, and
Jesus.
I'm worried now because they know we're out here, and maybe they're fucking with us. I don't know.
Honestly, man, I think we've got enough twigs. Let's head back. Just tell them what's up because. Cindy's
I don't everybody already doesn't like me, you know? And I don't wanna No, you're right. I fucked up.
No, you tried, man. Your husband.
I just
What are you suggesting? You're suggesting we just follow through with this and not tell anyone? Because I'm honestly, dude, I'm not having a good time.
No, I don't want to do that. I don't want anyone else to get hurt. I didn't know she was going to lose her tooth, and I don't know what's going on with Chan, and maybe she's fucking with us, you know? She is a, you know, she's like that.
Jenna's pretty fucked up. Okay, any case, let's head back. I'm going to decide whether to tell them or not, but all for right. now, your secret's safe with me. How's that sound? We'll go to the well, get this done, and everyone's going to leave happy, and you'll join for the next year, and, but I, yeah, I'm right now, I'm not having a good time, man. Okay?
At least it's quiet out here.
Yeah, I guess so. It's like kind of really fucking quiet. Hot, though. All right, shall we head back, dude?
Didn't know you could sweat at night like this.
Yeah, dying. Yeah.
All right. So you all having this little bit of pine needles sitting in this pan. Jan continues just throwing pine needles into the pan
guys.
To keep the flame going. As
oh, sorry.
We're walking up, yeah, yeah. we see this like little flame.
Jesus, you guys started without
oh my
us.
God!
Let me take that
yeah.
from you.
Please come around
Here,
the front right. of us.
Jim and
me.
From you.
Why are you coming up behind me like that? I saw a velociraptor. Or I saw eyes. I saw eyes
Jim.
Out in the grass.
There were animal tracks. So.
They
were
are
higher
not
than
a thing. Right
it was
now.
Eyes. I saw eyes.
Well, I mean, like I said, this is. It, maybe
I mean,
we just get let's get the fire started.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's probably just whatever animal this was their home.
Okay. The fire's starting.
Oh, you're starting the fire? Roll for that.
Oh, Jesus, for real?
Yeah.
To be fair, he poured out the fire already had.
He poured it out of the pan.
Oh,
what?
No!
Ah,
no!
Whose idea was it to let me roll again?
No!
We've got three ones. Let's not be scared of this. We got three ones and no sixes.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
no.
Do you want a baby bird something?
Oh.
I mean, it fit. Oh,
I mean, you can.
Does it?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't.
Wait,
know.
Wait.
Would you like to? Would
fits.
You like to burn?
Just to confirm, if I burn something like this for the rest of the episodes in this volume, I don't have that anymore, right?
Correct. But you do have four of them. Four different abilities, basically, that you can use.
But they
so,
don't. They don't come back.
They don't come back, but you do. Have four of them to use, as well as your
save
teammates.
It for later.
We have no hope die, do we?
Not yet.
Oh my gosh.
If we would lose
one,
three
for this
die.
First,
you gotta re-roll
for this
it.
First
oh,
episode,
yeah.
I will advise you, and this will be the only time I will
oh,
advise
okay.
you,
no.
I would suggest using it.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
really?
Right,
oh,
right,
okay,
right.
thank goodness.
Because you all have those.
Yeah.
And if you keep going at this speed, this will only last two episodes anyway.
Whose idea is it? No, okay.
Okay.
Yes, I choose to burn my vice, which is delusional.
So you can re-roll all of your ones.
Please.
And we will burn.
Throw them around, yeah.
This is delusional or protector? Which one?
Delusion. Oh, I kind of... I
no,
feel like
that's
you
gotta
first.
Do it in order.
Oh, okay. Delusional was first.
Okay.
All right.
Don't roll them one at a time. That doesn't work.
It makes it more interesting. I rolled a one, by the way. Rolled a five.
Oh,
I rolled
please.
A. I rolled a six.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Okay.
So you only lost one of those. Do you want to go ahead and tell us how that plays into the story at this moment? Your delusional aspect.
So I rolled when I was creating the
so
fire.
So you start
right?
the fire. Fire is created. You do that, but weave your delusion into the story.
Oh, Jesus, how do I do that? Okay, so with all these pine needles around, I feel like I'm easily able to put these twigs in and light this, and it will be self-contained, properly self-contained fire. Because it's just gonna
yeah.
it's just gonna light the twigs.
If
I mean, like,
it,
I'm,
yeah.
It's not gonna light the pine needles. They're, yeah, it's. So I go ahead and light it, and
so he lights
the fire.
Your entire campsite on
oh!
fire.
Does anyone? Where's that shovel?
I grabbed that shovel from earlier.
Okay.
I'm using the pan.
I need
the
shovel.
Pine needles
out the
right.
No,
don't put it out. Just make
it
bigger. Make it bigger. Make
it bigger. Make it bigger.
Dig
it out.
A bunch of
control it in the middle.
Jan.
Yeah.
Do you want to roll for that ditch that you're building around the camp area?
Yes, to contain the fire. I'm digging around the fire to contain it.
Yeah. You told me what you were doing. Go ahead and roll for success on that.
I believe in you.
Everybody's talk to your favorite deities.
Fast.
No ones. One
and
six.
Two sixes.
Two sixes. Two sixes.
Okay.
Money.
You kind of dig as quickly as possible around the outside of the tin trees. Now, you all step back as the fire starts to grow, but it's contained in this small area that includes the kind of perimeter of these tin trees. Ooh. Of each one of those pine trees starts to light up one at a time in a row.
We need to run. We need to run.
As you're all standing back, the entire area starts to light up.
We need to run away. We can't
as
outrun this.
Now is almost as bright as the daylight that filled the forest earlier as this fire just continues to grow and grow.
Run to the rocks.
But it's contained within that area.
Well, if anyone is here, they know we're here now, at least.
Okay, everyone just stand behind me. I'll guard you from the flames.
Oh, my God. Are you okay? Are you okay? That was only 4 ibuprofen.
I feel great.
Okay.
I don't feel any pain.
Guys?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Turn around. As you all turn with your backs to the fire, feeling heat on the fire, you see on the opposite side of the grass in the woods, the light has now made its way all the way to the woods, reflecting eyes looking back at you, hundreds of them lined up within the tree line. As they just make their way all the way around the entire area on the opposite side of the grass.
I told you there were Velociraptors.
Just calm down for us 1 second.
Jan.
That noise?
They're not Velociraptors, but they're probably animals, okay?
Yeah, they're just...
We saw
just,
animal tracks.
They're just animals.
Stilts.
I'm going to immediately climb up another tree.
There are no trees other than the ones that are on fire.
Yeah. Mallory, do you have... s'mores.
They're not
s'more items in your bag.
You want s'mores right now?
No, I'm gonna throw the s'mores at the creatures
no,
in the hope that
don't.
They get the
s'mores. Guys, what's that sound?
Wait,
as long as we're by the fire, it's not like the animals are gonna come to us, okay?
I'm in quicksand.
It's a forest, there's animals.
Guys, I'm in quicksand.
Alright, I'm not gonna lie. I'm in quicksand. That kind of sounds like that one dinosaur from Jurassic Park, the one that spit tar.
Yeah, the one that got...
Not saying that that's what it is.
Velociraptors.
It's not Velociraptors. It's not...
Watch your planks! Watch your planks!
Oh, my God.
What is it? What is it, though?
It's probably...
It's just some kind of animal. Don't worry.
This is like the Mariana Trench. We're upstairs, and there are dinosaurs down here.
You know what?
You hear the sound all of a sudden as it rings through the ears, and the light flashes around you. Mallory has pulled out a pistol and is shooting it into the woods. The sound echoes throughout your ears right next to you as the light flashes hitting the grass.
Mallory.
As all of the eyes in the woods sort of like flicker and you hear the sound of like all the trees like as they all scatter.
Mallory!
I grab Mallory's gun.
Mallory, stop!
Stop! I'm gonna hold on to this, okay?
I don't want you
holding on to it. I've been trained like, you know, through...
Have you been trained through your security guard thing?
No. When the manuals I've been reading.
You make like $10 an hour.
Listen, I'm just gonna empty this mag, take the one out, and put it in back in. I'm gonna hold on to this, all right?
Guys, I've read a lot about wild animals, and I think all I need to do is make myself look larger. And then charge towards the area.
They're gone.
Look, the best defense is a strong offense. They will know that I will come after them if
Calm down, please.
Real talk.
Yeah,
this is a huge fire that is going on. They are not going to come near us.
And someone's going to send rescue, right? Someone's going to send rescue?
Rescue for what?
For the fire, for the fire. They're going to put out the fire.
It was just a couple of animals.
Contained.
Mallory.
It looks contained.
Scare them away.
Yep, it looks contained. There was animals. They're scared off. Let's just kind of like fucking... stay as close to the fire as we can.
Okay, you know what? It's time for alcohol, so that's happening. So we are going to have.
Is that a good idea?
It's a good idea for me.
Mallory, what's with the gun, dude?
What was that, Mallory? Why do you have a gun out here if it's supposed to be just us and everything's protected and fine?
It's the South. They all have like concealed carry, don't they?
Unfortunately, that's true.
I you know, just in case, you know, animals.
Listen, man, I'm going to hold on to this, all right? You're a bit too trigger happy for, I think, everyone's good, so I'm going
to
hold on to
it. You had a gun. Do you have a flare gun to call for help?
No one's going to see it.
That's our flare.
Jan, I need you to calm all the way down. Yeah. You are at like a 12, girlfriend.
I'm going
to
put the pot over my head and just sit in the corner.
All right, let's.
There are no corners. You're in the middle of the wilderness.
Listen.
It's a corner with a pot on my head.
There's a fire. It's a big fire, but it's contained. Shall we do what we plan to do, which is kind of set up camp? Does that
I mean, I'm not saying anywhere like those animals know we're here.
The animals are gone, Jan.
All right,
there's a fire. It's not going to go out anytime soon.
Yeah. Let's pack up. I like the booze idea. Do we need a roll for that? Probably not.
No, you.
Right.
Why don't we set up camp with our back to the flames so that no one can approach and just relax with some booze facing outward.
Okay. So you'd be facing inward.
Facing inward.
The trees that are on fire are technically on the edge of the bluff that overlooks the lake that stretches
inward.
For miles.
It's exactly how we planned it, just the fire's bigger, right?
Exactly. Everything's fine.
Okay.
So
let's crack out the booze.
And we're out in the wilderness. Of course, we're going to expect
animals.
How are you feeling, Mallory?
I can't.
You can't what?
Mallory. You can't what?
What do you need?
Can't even.
I can't drink.
Oh.
You can be DD.
Well, it probably isn't fair for us to then.
I didn't. I'm recovering.
Okay.
You know what?
I don't need booze.
I also have Gatorade.
I'm done for Gatorade.
Yeah, let's do some Gatorade. Replace some electrolytes.
Yay!
Okay.
I'll make some guacamole.
And in the morning, omelets.
Let's get to know each other a bit more now. This is the first time we got together. Let's kind of crack out some Gatorade.
Let's do that. And do s'mores.
Yeah.
Because Mal,
what do you
brought
Mallory?
Those.
Yeah.
Shaken.
They'll be
crack
fun.
Out those
Ray?
Crackers.
Yeah. What do you need?
We should tell them.
All right.
Tell us what.
Okay, so.
Who's that? I don't like it.
Okay, so when we're gathering twigs, do you want to tell them or shall I?
Did you see a floss rat?
Jan.
All right, I'm going
to
tell
them. I wanted you all to have such an experience out here that you would feel more alive. I made the effigy in the rock forest.
I'm sorry, what?
What? You were an idiot!
Why would you?
Why would you try to freak out when you know I have problems with getting freaked out?
Did you think of the fallout? When Jan freaks out, what that happens with us? Mal, not cool.
And I hired Daryl and Denny to scare us in the well tomorrow.
Oh my God. Call them off! I don't want anything to do with this.
I can't, and now I'm I didn't mean for any of this to happen. I didn't mean for you to get hurt or for the fire or for you to lose a tooth.
I'm gonna walk over and slap him.
Okay. That succeeds.
Okay, great. You asshole!
I pull it back.
I just...
I hit you with my pan next!
I take the pan off.
Shit!
I'm taking weapons off everyone.
Look, I just... None of us are doing anything with their lives. You know, when we got handpicked...
Excuse me, Pete! Speak for yourself! I'm a successful visual artist!
You're a stoner! You're a stoner!
I get inspired!
I got help for my problems... All right, that's why I wasn't around the last couple of years. But you just walk around life in a haze, and your art. I'm sorry, Jam.
Don't you even.
It's shit.
Oh, Mallory.
It's the most.
Give me that pan. Give privileged, me that pan.
It's the most privileged. Sit on a throne, white girl stoner shit I've ever seen in my life.
And you
give it all up to be a fake news anchor that just
fake news anchor. I am a celebrity personality.
And you're a really successful chef, and that's really cool. That's great. And I have nothing but positive things to say about you. But
such a jerk.
And you gave up sculpture to...
I've got a daughter, man.
But don't you think she'd want her father to be happy? to be creating,
man,
making art.
It doesn't pay the bills, all right?
I thought maybe if we all came out here and shared this life-changing experience together, we'd come out of it.
Sorry, life-changing or near-death experience?
Mallory, who's to say that, like, just doing what we kind of all met up doing, the art, is a good life? I have a good life, man. Like, I have a daughter. Okay, who's
then
to
you
say
should take care of your own life and stop
worrying
about
everyone
else's.
So just by default, if you have kids, you're more important now?
Yeah,
like,
man. But it's I don't think the measure of success is just kind of being what we studied, necessarily. Okay, and as long as you're happy and doing good.
All right, well, I'm not happy.
So what's up?
Well, that's a you problem.
It's an all of us problem. Look, we were handpicked the best.
What are
you
the
up and coming. We were supposed to be like.
I'm doing it. Still not good enough for you, is it, Mallory? What would make you happy if I was doing? What would make you happy?
No, it's not that. He's unhappy with something in his life. What is it? Like, he's taking shots at us, but it's
is
not
it because
even
you're
us.
Like
it's
grossly skinny and you have scratches all over?
Come on,
burn
Sorry.
It down.
Okay. Let's I think all of us are just feeling real emotional right now. Like a lot of emotions, Mallory. You're not saying untrue things, let's be honest. But he's also not saying it in a really great way, and y'all are not saying untrue things either. You're also not saying it in a really great way.
You're taking us out of here tomorrow morning. We're not going to that fucking well where your friends are going to scare us. We're going home.
I can throw you all under the bus, but Addie doesn't, and it's just fine.
I just want to go home.
I'm kind of wanting to go home, but I kind of want to go to the I want to go to this fucking well, Jesus.
Maybe to punch those guys in the face.
Well, shoot.
It's not their fault. I paid them. I don't. They're nice people.
Okay. Are they really?
I don't know. Oh, I don't know.
Okay, let's decide. Do we want to go to this well tomorrow and possibly
no!
be scared?
Okay. I'll be really, really honest right now. This is the only break that I have the entire year. It is exhausting. Doing what I do because I have to. I've sacrificed my personal life.
We get it. You succeeded. We didn't. We know.
She's not saying that.
That's exactly what she's saying. That's what she's always saying.
That's what
she's always saying.
It's not what I'm saying, Mallory.
Continue, Eddie.
I'm saying that this is my vacation. This is everything recreational for me packed into this 1 week, and I
why
do
don't
that.
We just go back to my house,
Eddie? This
and
was.
I
agree with you, Eddie. It was supposed to be mine too, but. At some point, if everyone's not having fun, it's you have to kind of decide whether it's still worth continuing it.
That's true.
I vote home. First light. Home. I'm done with your friendship. I absolutely do not need to be friends with you.
What was your plan after the well, dude? Was it something else?
We were going to check out the house and the dump. And
is there actually
get murdered by your hick friends?
Was your hick friends going to just scare us at the well and then leave? Because we could just go to the and then
I was
the
supposed
well.
To... I was supposed to...
Speak up,
save you guys. And they were going to run away and...
You don't have
You were
going to
save us with that gun. So let me ask, what do they have on them that you were going to save us from?
They knew I was going to do it. It was a planned bit.
Do they have guns?
It's an experience.
It's not an experience.
Did not sign up for this. Experiences of clauses.
That's a hellish scenario, Mal. Like, that's something that people go to therapy for.
Honestly, when I was first hearing this, it just kind of didn't make any sense to me. But, I mean, is it really going to hurt? Are we just going to go there and just follow through this?
I don't like those. Did those guys
scenario?
Look, we can
like
just go home. We can just go home.
Great. Thank
let's
you.
Just,
thank
let's
you
just go
so
home.
Much for listening to reason.
As he says that, in the corner of your eye, you feel another kind of flicker of light. It takes you a second to recognize that it's more light that's coming from a different direction than the giant fire that's raging in the trees behind you. On the map, you can see here where it's labeled the bluff. Across the cove is the willow and a shorter, smaller bluff on that side. A giant fire has been lit and burns in the sky across the cove. As its light kind of pierces through the trees that remain on the opposite side, and you see it burning bright into the sky as if to match the size of your own.
Not
to be paranoid, but I think someone knows we're here.
I didn't plan this. This isn't. I didn't. I didn't.
Buddy?
No, no, no. I didn't.
Your heck friends?
No, 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 no. They left. They were just supposed to be at the well
together.
Tomorrow.
Put that gun back together, please.
I didn't. This
can
isn't.
You lead us back to the path from here in the dark?
We're not going to get out of here in the dark.
I would love to stop
Mallory,
moving.
Just, Mallory, is this part of your plan? Is like what's going on with this light?
No, I didn't. It was just literally. It was just supposed to be the effigy.
And this isn't some
it was just going to be the effigy, and then at the well, there's another effigy I put there, and we were going to rappel in, and they were going to be down there, and I was going to. I was going to be like, oh, I have to go see something at the opening of the well, and you guys are going to go in, and then they'd get there, and then I'd get away from my friends, and I have a gun, and they leave.
Okay,
and that was it. That was it. That was it.
Maybe you could get a career in party planning, you jackass.
Shall we? Let's decide what we're going to do now. There's another light here.
I want to move.
We're going to stay here.
We have a gun,
until
okay.
Until the
so.
Sun comes up, and then we'll go home.
I think someone should investigate. I'll go investigate that fire. It's up there. We can't
Are
get
you
up there.
Okay?
I'll
Is
go
everything?
Towards it.
She's not warm.
Cindy.
If you're gonna go, I'll come with you. Okay.
Yeah. You know what? I
keep my bets. Why wouldn't we just stay here?
Because it's Somebody a horror movie.
No, okay, sorry. sorry.
There's always that one person. Yeah.
Come to the well.
Okay, so
according to the well.
According to the map, that yes. other light is yes. the willow,
right.
because that's straight across right now. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's
I think
so
we should go to the well.
Night. What?
What? I think we should go to the well.
Why?
I think we, okay, let's go down.
The light's at the willow, though. That's completely in the other
Why
direction.
Why do you want to go to the well, Cindy?
If we meet up with the guys that are supposed to meet up with us, it'll be easier
Mallory,
for us all to
was
go
that
back.
Supposed to be tomorrow? Or the
it's supposed to be in the morning. No, that's
we
a good idea. That's a good idea.
Oh, wait, because they might be there now.
We're obviously in over our heads. Those guys are locals. They were like, yeah, whatever. We go there all the time. So maybe we ask them for help and I could pay them. I could pay them again and they could help us get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if they want more money, we've got Jan's weed. So that would work too.
That would work.
We'll go there and we'll
take one for the team, Jan.
Okay. Well, are you suggesting we go there now?
Let's go now.
No. We should wait. We should wait for
if
the sun, right?
The most sense.
Why do you think we should go now?
Stumbling in the dark.
Why do you think we should go now?
I know everyone makes fun of me for being paranoid, but I really don't like that fire started our fire after our fire started.
We're forgetting there's a fucking fire.
Which means that somebody started it.
Right.
Yes.
You're saying it's not your friend.
Did anyone watch Lord of the Rings and smoke signals and fire signals? The person at the fire won't think we'll go to the well.
What?
The person at the fire. They think we're just going to stay by the fire.
Yeah.
If we're trying to get away from them.
Okay.
Why are we trying to get away from them?
We should
don't even know
go
who
to
they
the
are.
Well.
Look, they'd have... It'd take them a couple hours.
Why won't we just go to the well right now?
Okay, Cindy.
Why don't we just go right now? I mean, I have this plan, and I'm presenting it to you.
Tell them very clearly. People are going to hear.
Okay. Okay. Well, would Denny and Daryl just be there now?
They weren't supposed to be there
until
the morning. Why would you?
So we'll surprise them, all of us together.
Cindy, it's dark.
I think
the best time to go.
I think we're vetoing the well for right now.
You're not giving us any reason to go to the well right now.
Hey, do you? I don't usually support this, but maybe you should have a drink, Cindy. Seem a little tense.
That's not the worst idea, just to calm you down, right? Just can we crank up the booze?
Okay, then wait.
All right.
What?
We're going to have a drink.
What?
Okay.
Yeah. It'll help with the
right. Yeah.
Here's your drink there.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. I'll just go ahead and open up the Corbel then.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I already opened it up. It's over there.
Oh, you already opened it.
Yeah. I just put it in your bag. And I just
but for real.
Okay, now. Yes.
I don't know who started the fire. I don't know why Jan had blood on her hands. I didn't plan for any of that.
I had what on my hands?
Something is a bit fucked up, Melody.
You were rubbing blood all over a rock.
Yes, you
are.
Are
you insane? When? Okay. Yeah, you were rubbing blood on a rock.
Here's your
There was nothing on my hands.
Here's
right
your
now.
Sparkling wine, darling.
Jan, you're acting crazy.
You are.
Oh, am I acting crazy?
Can we
came
decide
out
what?
Here to be with friends.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so I have a toast.
I'm being attacked.
I have a toast for all of us. a toast if we want to go ahead and do that. And Mallory, you can toast with your Gatorade. You know, yeah. So I'm very happy that we're able to do this every year. I very much enjoy this. This does mean a lot to me to reconnect with all of you. And I'll do the same toast that I really do every year.
Done this
then.
At the Westin, though.
Oh yeah, that was very nice.
Yeah.
So may your roof ever be strong, may your glass ever be full, and may you be in heaven half an hour before the devil knows you're dead.
Hey.
Oh, cheers to that.
So what are we doing about this light now?
Well, we have a fire. We have sleeping bags. We have the gun.
I mean, what are we doing about these other people?
We don't know if they're...
I think we should address tonight.
Hey, okay. Just hear me out. Why do we keep assuming it's people?
I'm sorry, what?
I'm
going to need a refill.
Okay.
Are you saying Yogi Bear has learned how to make campfires?
No. Okay, so there's... The reason I...
Spit it out.
Ah! I'm realizing the more I'm here, I'm a terrible friend. Okay.
Oh.
What?
A little
so,
late to the party, Mallory.
The reason I chose here instead of other empty places in the country, because they're everywhere. The well and Buzzard's Bluff and the house, they're all connected.
In what way, dude?
Underground tunnel, ski lift.
No,
what
no.
Dramatic pauses are killing me, dude.
It's a mystery. The reason this was all closed off. In the 50s, this lake, it's man-made. When they built it, they flooded a bunch of towns. Everyone was supposed to have gotten out, but it's the hill country, you know, and rumored is a lot of people were drowned when they flooded the lake because they couldn't get to them in the mountains and stuff. So there's always been stories of being haunted and stuff. And there was this family that lived in that house. And the little girl, she started hearing voices telling her to go to the well. And they think that she fell in the well, but they couldn't find her. And then a year later, they found her floating outside of this bluff.
Nope, fuck this. I'm gone.
Are you saying that these hills have got fucking eyes here?
This is government math, and I've got so many illegals in my
saying?
Bag right now.
I mean,
now.
I didn't believe it.
I'm done.
It was just a mystery. I didn't believe any of it. It's just
you
a mystery.
You brought a stoner onto government property, you idiot.
This is a really good human interest story.
No. You were not reporting any of this.
I think we need to get in that house, and I think we got to get in that well, and I think we got to uncover the truth.
I think we should hightail it out of here the way my gut is telling me to leap out of this bluff right now.
You know what? I think we should just go back to the gate and walk out of here, because I don't do haunted, and you know this, Mallory.
Oh,
you
God.
Know that that's my one thing that I don't do. That's why you didn't tell us what we were doing, because you know that there is no way I would have come. You know I can't stand that stuff.
I'm going to start digging and bury my little stash that I have, and I'm just burying it, leaving it in the dirt.
Okay.
Covering
you
it
mark
with pine
it?
Needles. No, covering it with pine needles.
What did you cover, sorry?
My stash. We're on government property. I'm not having that in my bag.
All right.
Look, I didn't believe any of it. I just thought it would add to the ambiance of the experience.
Okay.
That was
okay.
My one veto. We all get one veto, and mine was supernatural stuff, and you know this, and I can't believe you did that. This is making my blood pressure go up.
Okay, so
I hate this.
We know one thing. We know there is someone else here, okay?
But we don't know if it's a
We don't know
someone.
If it's the hills.
Stop, you.
God.
Stop.
Well, Mallory tells the story. Everyone hears a snap as what they thought were a tangle of branches moved, what looked like a giant, wooden figure with goat skull moves deeper into the darkness out of view.
Did I hear...
So, you hear this giant snap. As one of the trees that's on fire kind of like branches as a leg kind of comes off of the tree and slams down into the ground in front of you as its flames are kind of rising up this leg as then another leg kind of stomps out as you hear this, like, deep,
deep growling coming from the tree. As it starts to move
through the weeds, stepping one at a time as it makes its way into the forest, as you see this fire moving its way through, each step lighting up some of the grass around it, but the air is so thick and so moist that it just kind of dissipates as it hits the blades of grass and the trees as it disappears off into
everyone
the
sees it.
Please.
Everyone sees it.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime discovery. Be quiet.
Okay. So.
Be quiet.
So it's haunted. It's fucking haunted. It's
what
real.
What the fuck
it's
did you put in our food, man?
Is that your dang friend?
No. He's fed us some edibles. Just, we're all tripping. Something.
Why are you
talking? You're the druggie. Did you pick up mushrooms
you've
and give them to us?
I do never dose my friends.
Talking loud.
Is this fucking real right now, or are we tripping on something?
Are you trying to attract it over here? Is that what y'all are doing?
Well, maybe it'll take an interview.
Together?
Wait, has the big thing, like, already...
You just see the light disappearing into the woods as little pieces of tree in the distance, like, light up in flame, but then the moisture goes in flame.
Oh, God.
What the fuck is that grass
made
of? So
we all seeing this, right? We're not fucked up. We're not tripping, right?
No.
I am not the only one this
Now, how do you know we're not tripping? How do you know we're not tripping, though?
Well, why are we
all seeing the same thing,
because
Mallory?
Because all I do is drink alcohol, Mallory, like normal people. Jan.
Okay, let's calm down and decide our next fucking move.
We gotta go. We have to leave.
Go where?
We can't
As it disappears
here.
Into the distance, you just start hearing the...
What the fuck is going on right now?
Do we think it was saying something? Okay, if you could figure out what it was saying so that it's like maybe a quote.
Die, tiny humans!
That's good. Die, tiny
humans.
Oh, my
God. I don't know what I'm fucking... What's going on?
We have to go somewhere safe. This isn't safe.
Yes.
Maybe the well is safe?
No, the house probably.
The well is definitely safe.
The
we
house?
Should go there.
Well, out in the open with these fucking giant tree monsters, probably not, right?
That thing's made of fire. It's not going to want to go down into a well.
Okay,
well,
if this is just haunted.
Just haunted, Mallory.
Maybe it's something in the air. Maybe like the... The plants. Maybe like
pine
was that
needles?
A,
I don't know.
A fucking gas leak?
Was that
maybe,
a weather
maybe
balloon, Mallory?
Maybe.
We're getting high off this fire.
Maybe there was weed growing on those trees.
Weed
I
does
don't,
not make you see what? Tree monsters, man.
And we all saw it. So that's another thing we can't.
Weed
just
is a nice
overlook,
drug.
Right?
It doesn't do that.
We all saw the same thing.
We all saw it.
Weed helps your grandma's, Mallory.
That's the given. We all see it. It's fucking probably true, unless it's this new kind of.
Both flames go out as if sucked into the air themselves.
Where's the fucking flashlight?
As you crank up your flashlight and point it up on the top of the hill, all the trees stand remaining completely fine, and a small little campfire sitting on the ground in between the 10 trees.
The fuck?
I can't do this.
This is truly phenomenal.
I don't know
what's
real anymore.
I don't know where to stay or to leave, but there's a fire and there's fucking tree monsters.
We're just seeing stuff. There's something in the air.
Pull out my wire cutters and holding them in my hand like a knife.
I can't do supernatural.
Okay.
I can't do haunted.
Someone needs to make
I
a
can't
decision.
Do possession. I can't do this.
Okay, calm down, darling. I'm gonna hold this.
No, I need the lights.
Stop trying to take everyone's stuff.
Yeah.
I am taking some. Shall we just sit down by the fire for 1 second, all right? Let's go to the fire, because that's probably the best option in this one moment.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll give us a maximum of 5 minutes to make a decision.
Before
okay,
what?
Let's sit down for 5 minutes.
Okay,
let's sit down. Now, we can...
Oh, God, my bus is gone.
Hold on. I'm going to need one of you to make a roll for me.
Not you. Not you.
I nominate my... No.
How many dice do you have? Eight or nine?
7.
Seven dice? Yes, okay.
Seven.
Yeah, you lost two. Go ahead.
No touchy.
Darn.
Darn.
Two sixes, one.
Okay.
And I'm
you
on
have,
I'm on my moment, so.
You have no hope available. Remove that one.
Two sixes, though.
Okay.
Nice.
So, you all sit around campfire. Kind of placing the sleeping bags underneath you is to not just sit directly on the pine needles. Flame just kind of rumbles along, nice and slow. And nothing happens.
Everything's normal, right? Nobody sees anything. No one sees anything, right? Except for like normal stuff.
Normal stuff.
I put my
plastic
sheet down on the ground completely around me, and I'm sat in the middle of it, so if even an ant crawls onto it, I hear it. So, yay or nay the well?
Nay. I say nay.
Okay.
Should we just have omelets tonight then? We could do that. That's normal.
I would love some food, please. Yep, that'd be nice. I like comfort food.
I mean, I guess it's probably I owe everyone an apology.
You owe us a lot more than that. You owe us an iPad. You owe us a DS. You owe me a brand new stash. I'd love to smoke it right now. I'm really nervous.
It was a 3DS XL.
A
you 3DS owe me, Mallory.
XL, Mallory.
A tooth.
What do you want to say, Teal. Mallory?
I'm sorry, everyone.
Can you say I'm sorry about your tooth?
I'm sorry about your tooth.
Thank you.
I'm sorry about all of it. I don't know what's going on. I wanted something like this, but not like this.
People with anxiety don't like surprises, Mallory.
I have anxiety too.
Joe. I'm pretty darn well adjusted, and this is freaking me the fuck out.
So,
shall we,
Cindy? I know you really want to go to the well right now, weirdly, but I really think we should wait for the sun to come up. There's a giant. I guess it's not. The tree's still here. I don't. The animals. The stuff. There's stuff. There's stuff out there.
Okay. I feel like I've proposed a really reasonable plan to everyone, and I just feel like maybe you guys are jealous of my success, and you don't want me to take lead.
No, you say reasonable. Why do you want to go to the well? They're not there. They're not going to be there till tomorrow. So we don't even have to go in the well. We just stand out there and wait.
I have to go there.
It's dark. There's a fire here. Why do you want to go?
You've never been here before. What are you even talking about? Something's wrong.
What's wrong?
A lot of things
Cindy?
Are wrong right now. Say
can I tell besides them? Everything?
Can I tell them? Who the fuck
are
you
talking
to?
Are you talking to me?
Cindy.
Yes.
Yes.
Who are you talking to, Cindy?
Who are you talking to, Cindy?
To the well, Cindy. The answers are in the well.
Can you...
Hey, you're just kind of spacing out
this?
On us right now.
There is a secret here. And maybe the thing that you're looking for, Mallory, the thing that you need us all to do is to get closer and have an unforgettable experience. And maybe it's figuring out what happened on this peninsula. Maybe it's giving these spirits peace. Maybe it's that. And maybe we can all do it if we get to that well. I really appreciate your search for a story, but our lives are in danger here.
You
didn't have to do that, Jen. You did not have to. You did not have to say that like that.
You know what's a real unforgettable experience? These omelets. So we're just going to do this. We're going to do this right now. We have a nice fire. All right. I have the makings for that. So we'll just have breakfast for dinner.
Okay.
People do that.
Yeah.
I've been thinking of having a dinner menu and extending into nighttime hours.
Okay.
We're
going to have dinner here. Okay. We're going to sleep it out. We're going to meet up with your buddies tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
And
get the fuck out of here.
I'm going to make my famous morning side omelets for everybody. That will put everybody on a normal page. Okay.
Maybe it's my blood sugar that's low.
So I'm going to have you roll for that. Now, that's technically your hope, right?
That is my hope.
So if you succeed this roll, you'll get a hope die that you get to use for the rest of the game, which is a success on a 5 or a 6.
Nice.
Even when you only have one die left in your pool, the hope die remains, unless you fail your brink, and then you lose all hope. So go ahead and make those omelets.
No, you don't blow.
No, I'm blowing on it for
luck.
I'm blowing on it for luck.
You don't blow.
Cursing the die.
2 6s.
And no ones?
One.
Okay.
That was me when I blew on it.
You have no hope available outside of the... No, you get your hope, but you lose that one. But you now add your pink hope die or purple
nice.
To
nice.
your pool, no one else.
Oh, no, no, it doesn't roll for everybody.
Just for you.
Interesting.
Oh, as you cook up your omelets for everyone, the tension starts to relieve.
Yeah, so
you continue.
Just so y'all know, this is a family recipe.
Thank you.
We've been making omelets for a while, and this one actually I've added saffron in.
That's so nice.
And the real saffron, you know, just to give it a little bit more kick.
Thank you.
I'm going to put on some music for us. Okay. Brought in my general camping gear. Brought my, he didn't destroy my iStereo. So we're just going to listen to some music. He might destroy it later. That just might happen.
Does that work?
And you all,
we're going to listen to the Amelie soundtrack and enjoy.
No, that's not what you have. you have what's playing because that's how royalty-free music works. And, you continue chatting, trying to calm your nerves a little bit. Without really noticing it, you all just kind of start drifting off throughout the night. As
pan as a pillow.
You start to relax, and the tension and extreme stress you've been under is with the deepest, darkest sleep you've ever had. As the sun rises, only Cindy awakes to see Mallory sitting directly over you, staring at you about 6 inches from your face.
What? What?
Show you something.
Why me?
Because I speak to you too.
What are you talking about? No one's speaking to me.
Well.
What about it? Let's figure this out together.
So you grab Mallory's hand. He kind of lifts you up from your sleeping bag as he takes you to the edge of the bluff. As you're standing and you see this kind of like fog lifting over the lake and a silence that rests over everything. Your friends are asleep. You start to hear this sound in the water down below, this kind of like splashing the sound. As you look down to the bottom, you see a small girl floating. Kind of turns over, rolling in the water, looking up at you.
Save me from the well. Save me, Cindy.
Mallory. Mallory, it's her.
I see it too. I see it.
Can you describe to me what you're seeing? Because you're saying I see it, and I feel like that's not super clear. I just feel like... Can we say it at the same time?
She's dead, Mallory.
Oh. You're
just...
Not.
She's dead like Mallory.
Wait, what the fuck?
Like me.
No!
And we're going to end the scene there, and that is it for this week's episode.
No!
That's it for this week's episode.
Oh, no.
Coming up next is Perception Check, which is the opposite of this. It's puppets playing D&D with a bunch of fun guests, and it's really funny and stupid and crazy and over the top, and it'll be a great way to relieve all that stress. So stick around. Now, I do want to say, I forced that moment a little bit because someone put in a truth earlier. And your truth was good, and I thought it was good to weave some of that in now. So thank you, but we'll get to those other truths. We'll be saved for when this segment, you have to lose some rolls, which will start happening because you're about to start heading someplace.
And I'm going
to
be the one throwing it.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Nap Skittles.
So much. Thank you. I hope you guys are excited to come back next week and figure out where this is going.
Oh, my God.
And hopefully you guys are excited
what's
to come back next
happen?
Week.
And
see what's going to happen. The guest tonight on Perception Check is Goldie Chan. Don't go anywhere. It's going to be a ton of fun. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Stick around. We'll be right back.
Thank you.